It's time for high school football coverage on Candleland Radio. All the big plays, touchdowns, defensive stops, all right here on Candleland Radio. The atmosphere's picking up, the teams have hit the field, and we head to the action live at the field with high school football coverage on Candleland Radio.
Well, it might not be cold, but it is certainly chilly here in near mid-October. It's week 7 of high school football here on the MSC Sports Radio Network. From Topeka, right outside of Hayden High School, we bring you what is a determining district championship game tonight in Class 3A, District Number 4. It's the Wildcats against the Wildcats, two teams with rich traditions and history as Hayden plays host to Holton in a district title. Determined here tonight. We got a full crew. We'll have the Holton Channel up and running here momentarily. Alongside Mike Tanking, Justin Flute, Kyler and Ethan with the Holton Channel. Colin Fellkamp, again, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tadman. Coming up in our pregame coverage, which is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. You can find them online, kwu.edu. Again, kwu.edu. Coming up here in our pregame coverage, our very own Justin Fluke sits down with Holton High School football coach in Brooks Barta, helping you get set for a game tonight that's going to determine a district champion. That's after a timeout as our pregame coverage continues here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Looking to buy or sell real estate in the Jackson County and surrounding area? Kellerman Real Estate in Holton is your go-to company located on the downtown square. This is Cindy Hauer. We have agents with 100 years of combined experience and are ready to help you. We use technology to help make your transaction convenient. Whether it's residential, commercial, or farm, let us help you with your real estate needs. Kellerman Real Estate. We live, work, and play where you do.
Pre-game coverage continues for our high school game of the week tonight on KNZA 103.9, also on the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Pre-game coverage brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Find them online at kwu.edu. Our very own Justin Fluke of the Holton Channel had an opportunity to catch up with the Holton Wildcats football coach Brooks Barta earlier this week to help preview tonight's game.
Justin Fluke with you, joined by head coach Brooks Barta. The Wildcats set at 3-3 on the season, going into a huge district showdown, a district title game this week against Hayden. But let's go back and look at last week, coach. Maybe a game that you've tried to kind of forget about. I mean, it wasn't a district game. It wasn't a league game, so it didn't really mean a lot in the grand scheme. But certainly, I know, didn't play well and wasn't real happy with the outcome against Rossville, losing 28-0. So have you tried to move on from that game real quickly, or is there some learning things in that game that might help here going forward?
Well, I think, first of all, I think they played really well. Offensively, they did some nice things that adjusted to what we did to them last year. And then I thought we kind of panicked, and we had some people that didn't have their eyes in the right place and didn't play great initially defensively. And then I think we came back and played probably well enough to win defensively. And then, you know, defensively, they surprised us with what they did, and it's not something we hadn't seen, but they were really aggressive with their secondary, and when that happens, our backs have to make somebody miss or miss a tackle. And if we'd have, you know, could have forced a couple missed tackles, we'd probably had some long runs and big plays. And I guess give them credit for their tackling, but we just weren't very efficient on offense. And you know, the whole week was kind of that way. We had a lot of things working against us. With you know, we had to alter our practices and some sickness, and we just didn't overcome those things very well.
I was going to ask you about the defense, specifically maybe the secondary. I mean, it's a team that, unlike any others that you had faced this season, you know, threw the football 25 times. Seemed like you kind of shut down the run, and you forced them into some third and longs, but it just seemed like couldn't quite get off the field on third downs defensively last week.
Well, you know, I thought our defensive line really dominated and took away the run game for them. We had them in a lot of bad situations, and we're just not aggressive enough in the secondary, and we had a couple chances for some picks and some balls that could have went either way, and their receivers made some really good catches.
So I guess the big question is how's the team moved on? I mean, you had picked up some momentum, and I felt like really started to build some confidence. You had won three games in a row, and you're still 2-0 in district. But how's the team kind of bounced back from a bit of a humbling loss last week?
Yeah, we felt, I would say that I told them I thought it was a bad loss, and that we had really broken our momentum as far as getting better as a team, and especially offensively, we'd lost our momentum. So I think they've done a good job this week, and sometimes you have to make some adjustments to what you can do with the people you have and be ready for some things as far as how you match up with the defense and what they're going to do to you. So we've made some adjustments and done some things to be ready for some of those situations that hurt us the other night.
It's Holton Hayden week, rivalry, of course, and a big one because it's kind of a district showdown. It's the final district game of the year for Hayden, and this year, Coach, you go to their place after beating Hayden a couple times last season. So talk about this year's Hayden team and what you're kind of looking forward to the matchup.
Well, I think both teams are really, for the most part, different teams. I think they have a few more players back than we do. We feel like we match up well. They do the same thing that they always do. They're gonna run their wing T stuff and try to drive it down the field, and then they're gonna break it and spread you all over the field and try to make some big plays. So it's just a matter of, I think, who plays well and hangs on to the football and who can, who makes the big plays and the short yardage plays.
Is speed kind of the strength of Hayden? Is that one of the biggest concerns, I guess, this week, is just being able to contain and not allow their speed to hurt you on the outside?
Yeah, I think from our terms, I don't know that we match up with their speed, so we're going to have to be really careful. And, a lot of that has to do with position and leverage. And if they get out and pass us, they're probably going to be gone. So we have to keep them in the box. And if they make catches, we got to get them on the ground. We got to tackle really well this week.
Talk a little bit about leadership. We've noted that it's a smaller senior class, of course, but going into a big game like this, and all of a sudden, the season's only a few weeks long if you aren't playing well. So is this a team that you feel like has got some leaders and really still capable of making a push and getting a lot better here in these final couple weeks before the playoffs?
Well, I think it's a small group, and this group has all been a part of that in the last couple of years. So they know what it's going to be like. They've been in this environment. I think they're excited about who they are as a team. And I think we've realized all along it was going to take this team some time, and we're probably not where we need to be or can be. The thing with this game is it probably gives the winning team an advantage in the playoffs. But just like last year, both teams could certainly advance all the way back to the semifinals.
No doubt. Well, we look forward to a great game here tonight on Friday. Coach, thanks for your time, and best of luck against Hayden.
All right, thank you.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology? Check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear. Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ron Kirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Rebates, rebates, and more rebates. You want an opportunity to get into the game? Well, contact Wilson Tire today at 785-362-8473. Right now, Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have a rebate for you. Get up to $100 when you buy a set of four select Hankook tires from now until November 19th. Or if Bridgestone fits your fancy better, you can get $70 back by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four eligible tires from now until October 31st. When selection and service matter to you, contact the two guys you can trust, Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton.
Pre-game coverage of high school football on the MSC Sports Radio Network is brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina. With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Online at kwu.edu. Kickoff is just moments away on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Well, that is 100%. 100% correct. We are just moments away, just a few minutes out from the opening kick. A 3A District 4 champion will be crowned tonight in Topeka. Thank you so much again for hanging with us alongside Mike Tanking, Justin Flute, Kyler and Ethan with the Holton Channel, courtesy of MSC Sports. Colin Felkamp is our studio producer for KNZA. I'm Braden Tabman, getting set for this kickoff between the Wildcats and the Wildcats. And again, bear with us tonight. We are on the rooftop. We are braising the elements with the players. I wouldn't say it's cold, but it is certainly chilly, and it certainly feels like October weather as we're down to the second to last week of the regular season, not just here tonight, but we're going to have multiple district champions area week as well. Of course, we're dialed in on KNZA 103.9 FM and also checked up on the Holton Channel over at msccsports.net. Again, thank you so much for hanging with us here tonight. Well, Justin, I'll start with you and, you know, the Wildcats of Holton, I should say. It's going to get a little confusing at times saying Wildcats when both of these teams are rocking that mascot, but obviously the storylines last season, these two teams played twice. They played late in the season, same scenarios for a district championship. Holton got the best of them. They met, what, about a month later in the sub-state round of the playoffs. Winner went on to the state championship game. Holton again with a big win, obviously a loss to Andale in the state title game. So you would think Hayden probably had this game circled in the offseason.
Yeah, I'm sure they have. And, you know, you were talking about the weather, but I don't think there's a Holton-Hayden matchup that I wouldn't want to broadcast, no matter where it's at, no matter what the weather is, no matter what the circumstances is. This just has really become, and it dates back really 25 years. These teams were playing in state championship games back in the late 1990s in high school football. So it's definitely a rivalry, and it's a fun one no matter when and where they meet and what the elements are. And tonight, as you mentioned, a district title. I think Hayden, you know, probably a pretty big favorite coming into this game here on their home field tonight, their final district game of the year. But Holton has a few changes, and I know Holton was pretty much flat-out embarrassed last week at home in their 21-0 loss to Rossville. Holton didn't even get 100 yards of total offense in that game. So I expect maybe the best Holton football team that we've seen all season to come out here tonight, knowing the stakes, knowing the rivalry, and also just wanting to kind of spit that taste out of their mouth from last week.
Well, and another thing to mention, and Mike, we'll go to you here, and, you know, the game or the script kind of changed a little bit when we get here. Not just one of the best players, arguably we know the best player for this Hayden Wildcats team, Finn Dunshy. He's one of the best track athletes in the state, just one of the best all-around athletes in general. He's in street clothes. He has a brace on his left knee. He is out. He is 60, 70% of the production on offense. He is their leader on defense. He scored multiple touchdowns on that side of the ball. Hayden's best player is not playing tonight, and we were kind of talking back and forth before we jumped on the air here. That gives Holton a nice little shot and a boost to the arm, but obviously, that is a huge loss for this Hayden team, and this game got a little bit more interesting because of it.
Yeah, without a doubt, you look at this Holton team, and let's just face it, this is not a team that's as fast as last year. They may be about as big, but it just doesn't have the game-breaking speed that they had, and that was going to be a problem, and it still might be a problem against this Hayden offense. This Hayden team is fast across the board, but their fastest guy, their breakaway guy, Finn Dunshy, their best running back, and as you said, one of their leaders on defense, a guy that was a problem last year as a junior. Definitely going to be a problem if he can get back healthy again, but he's not playing tonight, and that definitely helps out the Holton Wildcats.
He is one of the captains tonight for Hayden. He's got that big brace on his left knee. The Wildcats captains and the Wildcats captains, Holton and Hayden out there at midfield getting set to determine who will win the coin toss here and get the opening kickoff. And one final time again, as we're just minutes away from this opening kick, our pregame coverage tonight has been brought to you by Kansas Wesleyan University in Salina with record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, top-notch activities. Kansas Wesleyan University, it is the place to be, online at kwu.edu.
You know, Brandon, you get late in the season and you get into these big matchups and teams like to try a few things different, maybe some things that they haven't showed all season, and that's going to be the case for Holton tonight. As all season, Holton has had a strong side of their line, and that includes All-Stater Dalton Rouse, Trevor Barnett, and the tight end Jackson Bear, all three seniors. Those three guys have always been next to each other on one side of the line or the other. They've been flipping them back and forth. Well, teams have been adjusting to that. Tonight, Holton is going to split up Dalton Rouse and Trevor Barnett. They're both going to start at a tackle spot, but on opposite sides of the line. So it'll be interesting to see how Hayden adjusts to that. And the offensive line will certainly be a lot different tonight, not just because of those two guys moving, but because Caden Wheeler has ditched number 82, one of just nine seniors on this Holton team. And tonight, Caden Wheeler is going to wear number 57, and he's going to be a starting guard for Brooks Barta's Holton Wildcats. So Caden Wheeler, 5'7", tonight, started on the offensive line.
Well, changing things up is Brooks Barta, and no surprise. And Hayden has won the toss. They have elected to receive, so they... As we're up here high in the press box, Hayden's going to work here left to right, as if you would turn us up on your radio dial. Holton will kick off from right to left in what is a brisk, brisk breeze. And obviously in a game where both of these teams are run heavy, and they're going to run the football a lot, possessions will be limited. So in a game where you expect both teams to run 80, 90% of the time, although Hayden will throw it a little bit more than Holton, that is for sure. As they do have a capable quarterback that throws for 100 yards a game, and junior Jet Wallmeyer, we'll see him here momentarily, but the lights are on, it's getting dusk, it's chilly, it's mid-October, it's week 7, the white jerseys of Holton from right to left, a short squibbly kick, and this one is out of bounds at the 25, and just like that, our first penalty, not even a handful of seconds into this game.
Penalty, something Holton can't afford tonight. Obviously, you hear every team going into a game talking about avoiding mistakes and penalties, but it's been a problem. Holton turned the ball over three times again last week and had more than a half dozen penalties. So Holton's got to cut down on that number as we get now into week number 7 for sure.
As Justin mentioned earlier, Holton off a 21-0 loss at home to Rossville last week. And Hayden, of course, their offense is out there first, but they have posted three straight shutout wins. Of course, this is the number 3 ranked team in Class 3A, undefeated at 6-0. Holton comes in at 3-3, and they have beaten, Hayden has, three Big 7 teams over the last few weeks here, and they are undefeated. Winner tonight for a district championship. First give to the fullback, and that is Broderick Desch, and he is instantly dropped after a gain of just 1. It'll bring up 2nd down and 9.
Big play by Dalton Roush. He leads this Holton team with 61 tackles already this season. All-stater made his one-on-one play, beat his man, and tackled there for just a short game.
Again, this Hayden Wildcats team, I should say, offensively, again, Finn Dunchy, you take him out of the lineup. He was nearing 700 rushing yards and 11 touchdowns. He's also a threat in the passing game. Now he is out tonight. It is going to be real interesting to see what Hayden does throughout the course of the night. Here is an end around on 2nd and 9. A couple of missed tackles. That's Jensen Schrickle, a 5'10 junior wide receiver who takes it to the 40. And it's going to bring up a 3rd down and 5. So a good opportunity for Holton's defense here to post a big stand early in the game.
Holton Roush again in on the tackle. He's with Trevor Barnett and Jackson Bear on the defensive line. You got... good to see Kel Frazier back out there, the linebacker. Caleb Schermock again starting this week. Abbott Hundley and Rylan Ammon are the other linebackers. Eli Hallauer and Kel Hine are the corners. The safety is Kyler Jackson.
3rd and 5 for Hayden. Jet Wallmeyer, the junior quarterback, the lefty, throws it into the flat. It is caught and just enough for a 1st down across the 45, but the ball comes out late. And I think they're going to say it's down by contact. They needed 5, and it's a gain of 5.5 as they threw it to Cade Mitchell, a sophomore running back out of the backfield. Nice play on 3rd and 5, and Hayden moving the sticks.
They got 6 yards on that play, Brandon, as they rolled Jet Wallmeyer, the left-handed quarterback, out to his left. It's a very safe route. It was into the wind as they're going into the wind here in this first quarter, but a safe pass and catch. Looked like the ball did come out late, but they ruled him down, and it is a 1st down and a 3rd down conversion for Hayden.
Hayden is averaging nearly 412 yards per game. 287 of that is via the ground. 1st and 10, just outside the 40-yard line, and to give to the running back, Mitchell, into Holton territory, spun up at the 46 for a gain of 8 yards. So again, with Ben Dunchy out, this sophomore and Cade Mitchell came in at over 220 yards through 6 games. Might see a little bit more bulk of the action here, but a good gain into Holton territory. 2nd and 2, we're just past 2 minutes into this game, no score.
Dunchy's fast, but he's not the only fast guy that Hayden has. This Hayden team pretty quick, just like we saw there for Mitchell, explosive. And that's Holton's biggest concern, is containing the Hayden speed.
Man in motion, they go to the fullback again. Couple of broken tackles right up the gut, straight dive play inside the 40 to the 39. A gain of 7 right up the gut for the big, heavy fullback, Broderick Desch. His 2nd carry listed at 5'9", 205. The junior has scored 8 times this season. They use him right there to get a 1st down.
going to be important for this Holton defense to get Hayden into third and long situations. They got him into a third and five on the first series of downs, forced a pass, but it's going to be a tough offense to stop if they're in second and short, third and short all night long.
Jett Wallmeyer, the 5'10 junior quarterback, 6 touchdowns, 3 interceptions. He has thrown for 748 yards. They will throw it, but not a lot. They go 2-by-2 set here, pistol formation, first time, and they just run a design quarterback keeper there with Wallmeyer. He runs right behind his right guard in June Conrad. He gets inside the Holton 35 to the 34 for a gain of 5. And second down and medium coming up is Hayden continuing their opening drive. No score, just over 3 minutes into the game.
A quarterback that doesn't run a whole lot, but they've shown us a little bit of everything here with a lot of guys touching the football, different formations and motion, and Hayden certainly is a challenge to prepare for with everything they do offensively. They typically bring at least 2 new players in before every single play as well, changing things up.
Wallmeyer again, 5 yards there, puts him right at 100 rushing yards this season. He goes under center, Desch the fullback, they give it right to him, left guard, and once again, the bulldozer heavy body close to a first down. Might be a yard shy. Gets to the 30 for a gain of 4. He will be a yard shy. It'll be third down and 1 as we're approaching 8 minutes to go in this opening quarter. Hayden on their first drive of the game. No score.
Hayden definitely not gashing this Holton defense, but they are definitely getting the push up front. They're getting the yards with the line of scrimmage, winning the battles. The offensive line doing the job. Just a simple fullback dive and 4 yards on that play. Where Holton thought they had an advantage maybe was in the trenches tonight, but you're right. So far, Hayden's had the advantage there.
Hayden's got 3 seniors, a junior, and a sophomore along their starting 5 in the offensive line. Another carry for Desch. Why not? And the big fullback needing just a yard gets a couple. Another first down for Hayden just to about the 28-yard line. Again, needing just 1, they get 2. Another carry for Desch. And again, without Finn Dunchy, they're using their fullback quite a bit here on this opening drive.
Well, Holton couldn't get off the field last week on third down. Rossville had a couple long drives similar to this, and they would get in third down situations and just convert, convert, convert. They converted their first 7, and 10 of 16 last week on third downs was Rossville in that game.
Holton's defense giving up just 15 points per game, and this is a Hayden team that goes for just shy of 50 per game. And Cade Mitchell gets the carry inside the 25 of Holton, near side hash to the 24. Minimal gain of about 3, maybe 4. Second down coming up. We're at 7:15. Clock moving first quarter. No score. District championship on the line between these two teams. Holton, again, just 3-3. Lost a lot from last year's team that made the state title. And this Hayden team certainly brought a little bit more back. They're number 3 in the state at 6-0. Wallmeyer under center, near side hash. Double action play fake. He's rolling left. He'll throw it that side. And great defensive effort on the outside. That is Eli Hallauer who knocked it away. Looked like Schrickle was the intended receiver. Now another third down play here for the Holton defense.
That was the 10th play of this drive already. And a big play that gets them into a third down and more than 5. Definitely 4 down territory here for Hayden. But a big play there on second down. Nice coverage by Eli Hallauer. Hallauer is just the type of kid that's always in the right spot. Very disciplined. Definitely undersized. Maybe not the biggest guy out there, or even the fastest guy out there, but very heady and always in the right spot.
Well, great to see him make that play early because he's been kind of battling a calf injury this week, nursing it a little bit. But great play, as Brandon described, getting his hand in there.
Trickle, the top receiver for this Hayden team as well. Over 340 yards. It was knocked away there by Hallauer. Big third down. They run option left. Mitchell gets the pitch. Makes a couple guys miss, but he's going to be 4 yards shy of the first down. Could have been a loss on the play. Mitchell gets 2, but it's going to bring up 4th down and 4. So we're approaching the halfway point of this first quarter. Two teams that love to run the football. Possessions will be limited tonight in our biggest play here on this opening drive. 4th and 4 for Hayden at the 22-yard line, or about the 23 of Holton, as we are approaching this halfway point. Still the opening drive of the game.
Holton bending, but will they break? 4th and 4, huge play coming up.
Fourth down and 4 at the 22-yard line, left hash. They go left to right. Wallmeyer under center, 2 behind him. He'll play action, and he gets it out quickly for a first down, and it might be goal-to-go territory. Wallmeyer had pressure right in his face, right from the jump, and the catch was made by Cooper Kohlbach, a 5'11 senior, his first catch tonight. And that is a monster play on 4th and 4 inside the 10, first and goal at the 9.
Tip your cap to Wallmeyer, the quarterback, because you said it. Caleb Shermock came untouched and was in his face well before Wallmeyer was ready to release the ball. But Jett had enough composure to flip it out there. He had his man in stride, and huge fourth down conversion.
Under 6 minutes to go, clock moving. A long, lengthy drive put together here by Hayden. Can they capitalize? First and goal at the 9. Wallmeyer by himself. Quarterback keeper straight up the left guard. Bust into the end zone for the Hayden touchdown. He jumps right through the guard side on the left side of the line. And they flicker the lights here as Hayden takes an opening drive, 65 yards and over half the quarter taken off the board. And that's going to be a 9-yard touchdown run, the second of the season for the quarterback, Jet Wallmeyer. And a PAT pending here, 6-0 Hayden here early.
Yeah, Holton as an underdog today. Tonight, Brandon is going to have to come up with those big plays on third and fourth down. They get to third and long, fourth and long. It's going to come down to, do you make that play to get off the field? Wallmeyer made the pass. They completed it on fourth down, and just a huge, huge conversion. And the next play is a touchdown for Hayden.
Mason Becker knocks through the extra point for Hayden. 5:34 opening quarter. Hayden drives and scores a touchdown. Jet Wallmeyer from 9 yards out. 7-0 Hayden. We're back after a timeout here on the MSE Sports Radio Network.
Citizen State Bank is proud to be a sports club booster. We appreciate all of the athletes, coaches, and families for the time and commitment they make to playing for and playing in the games they love. And achieving that commitment helps the Citizen State Bank promise a great festival, a commitment to great sales, competitive content, and convenient access. Join the winning team at Citizen State Bank and Holton, Hoyt, Melody, and Topeka. And online at bsbks.com. Member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Our drive summary is brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online at WilsonTireKS.com. How about this for Hayden on the opening drive of the game? 13 plays, 65 yards. They take just a little bit over half the time off the clock. Jet Wallmeyer, a 9-yard touchdown run on first and goal. PAT good. 7-0 Hayden. Now Holton will have their first chance on offense here in the opening quarter. It is a short squib kick. Again, it is very windy here tonight as Holton will have a return out to the 30. Decent field position here for the Wildcats on offense. Again, Holton. As that was Dillon on the return, yeah.
Well, the drive that you mentioned, but here's the keys. Hayden converted 3rd and 5 in their own territory, 3rd and 1 near midfield, and then converted 4th down and 4 to set up that touchdown run.
Let's see if Holton can counter with their first drive of the game. Eli Hallauer, the quarterback. Holton going from right to left here in the opening quarter, down 7-0. Hallauer give to the running back straight up the gut across the 35. Good head of steam up the gut and taking bodies with him to the 39 for a gain of about 8 yards.
The snap actually was on the ground. Hallauer had to pick it up, and it was almost a miracle that he was able to do so and get the handoff, and then a lot of yards after contact on the run up the middle. Great to see Kel Frazier back at fullback tonight after missing the game last week.
That was Abbott Hundley for 8 yards, the 6'1 senior running back, and they go right up the gut here on 2nd and 2. This time Hayden was ready for it, and it was Hundley again. This time he gets nowhere. Back to the line of scrimmage, and just like that, 3rd and 2 coming up from the 39.
This is an interesting look that Hayden's given Holton right now. First two plays, 7-man front. You don't see that a lot. The Holton Wildcats see a lot of 5-6-man fronts. They really load the box and such, but 7 guys up on the line of scrimmage with their hand in the dirt.
This is a Hayden defense giving up not very many points per game throughout the course of the year, and that's going to be just enough for a first down for Holton on that 3rd and 2 carry. As it was Kyler Jackson this time, the junior. It's his first carry tonight, again on 3rd and 2, and a must-needed conversion there for Holton, considering what Hayden did on their opening drive.
We talked about it in the pregame, Kansas Wesleyan pregame. Look at the line. Dalton Roush, tackle left. Trevor Barnett, tackle right. They've split those big guys up.
They go back to Hundley, right side, burst of speed into Hayden territory inside the 45. He gets to the 43. That is a gain of 15 yards and a first down, and that's the 3rd carry already for the senior, Abbott Hundley, his biggest so far here in the game.
What a great sign, Tank. Last week, Colton's biggest play of the whole game was a 9-yard run. They break one there for an impressive Abbott Hundley sprint into Hayden territory.
Hayden starting 5 sophomores on this defense. They go right back to Hundley again. Falls forward for two. The momentum carries him to the 41. Right side hash. Second down at 8. In Hayden territory. We're at 3:52. Clock moving first quarter. Hayden with a 7-0 lead on a 9-yard by Jett Wallmeyer.
Yeah, we said it already. Holden had just 93 yards of offense last week, but it wasn't just the 93 yards. There just was not running lanes for the running backs. They didn't run as hard as we've seen before. Already tonight, we've seen a couple really hard runs. Nice running lane on the right side on the play previous to Abbott Hundley.
Holton just shy of 300 rushing, or I should say 300 total yards per game, and now movement along the offensive line, and there's a penalty flag thrown. And it looks to be Rylan Amon, a 5'11 senior guard who moved just to scotch early. Take it back 5, now 2nd and 13.
At least if you're going to jump off sides, I mean, fire off and hit somebody. That's what he did. It wasn't just like a step and then, oh, dang it. But, yeah, those pre-snap penalties have haunted Holton all season. You can't afford them. It's now to be 2nd and double sticks to go.
Big play here. Can they get some of it back? 2nd down and 13 back to the Hayden 46. After a fake, they go to Hundley. Nowhere to go, and he gets back to the line of scrimmage at best. I'll tell you what, this Hayden team has some really good linebackers.
They do. They feel well, Brandon, and they've went away from that seven-man front. That lasted about two plays, and they're back to a more traditional six-man front with an extra backer. That seven-man front's fine if you make the tackle at the line of scrimmage, but if you miss, a lot less backers to fill, and went back to the six-man front.
Well, now a big play. Third down and 13 at the 46. 7-0 Hayden. Here is Hallauer. Option left, and he's trying to string it out. He gets nowhere. Down he goes. And the tackle that time by Carter Charvat, one of the few senior linebackers, and maybe a yard there for Eli Hallauer, and really well defended on that option left. There was plenty of room here to the near side, but both the quarterback and the running back well covered, and you think Hallauer probably just made the right move to avoid a pitch and maybe a turnover, and now Holton in punt formation.
A very disciplined play by that Hayden defense, and much like for Holton, rather, on defense, they've got to make those plays on third and long and fourth and long, get off the field. Offensively, they've got to stay ahead of the sticks. They get behind the pace a little bit and get into third and long, it's going to be a long night.
Good snap in these windy conditions and a nice boot from right to left. And the ball is on the turf. It was deflected, and it's picked up right near the end zone by Hayden. And is this going to be a touchback?
No, they're going to mark it inside the one, Brandon.
Wow. So it was botched by the return man, and then it was picked up at the two-yard line. It was Brady Heinen who recovered it. But now the officials are huddled up right near side hash between the one and the goal line. This is a interesting decision and obviously a big play here early in this game.
Yeah, he muffed it. It was a live ball, and he kind of fell on it at the one-yard line and went into the end zone after he had kind of fallen on it and touched it. So it's where he touched it there inside the one-yard line. You talk about no breathing room for Hayden. They have the 7-0 lead, but their backs are against the wall here to start drive number two. Really good job by the officiating crew to be right on top of that to where, I mean, that's really close to a touchback. That's really close to something that could be around the goal line. They get it inside the one there. Probably a punt you want to get away from. That ball was knuckling up in the wind, and I get away from that inside the 10-yard line.
So inside the 1-yard line, and no surprise, they go to the heavy fullback in Broderick Desch, the junior at 205, and he gets at least a little bit of breathing room here for Hayden's offense out to the 5. So about a 4-yard pickup brings up 2nd down and 6 at the 5-yard line as we're approaching the 90-second mark here in the opening quarter with Hayden leading 7-0.
If that ball goes into the end zone, that's a touchback because a muff is not a new force on the ball. It's not a fumble per se. So it was not a safety or anything like that. It would have been a touchback that would have come out to the 20. A muff is not a new force.
2nd down and 6. 2nd drive of the night for Hayden with a 7-0 lead at their own 5-yard line. Man in motion to the far side left. Simple dive play this time, not much. A 3rd down play coming up, about 3rd and 4. It's Desch again. So again, with Dunshy out, the favorites for Wallmeyer & Co. has been the big junior fullback in Broderick Desch, who came in with 43 carries and 233 yards and 8 touchdowns. And that big body, they're using him a lot with Dunshy out for tonight's game.
Another big 3rd down play coming up. I think they're going to try to get something going to the perimeter.
Yep.
The rollout pass has been an option.
And they decide to give it to a running back here, and just shy of the 10, it's going to be short. That was Cooper Kolbach, a wide receiver, and now a flag on the play, so we'll see. down to 28.8 seconds remaining in the quarter. It was third down and four. Or correction, that was Schrickle on the carry.
This is going to be a hold against Hayden, Brandon, and Holton will have the option to decline this and take a fourth down and two. It'll be a very interesting decision for Bill Arnold, and that sounds crazy inside your own 10-yard line, but this wind is howling in his face. And if it's fourth and two, do you go for it at your own nine?
I mean, how far can you really punt it into
right.
this wind?
Do you gain 10, 15 yards? Do you trust your offensive line to get you two? Holton might take this penalty and move him back. Indeed, they will. They'll replay third down.
That's all based on the wind.
It is, absolutely.
So. Yeah.
He knows. It's weird that you would talk about that inside your own 10, but the way Hayden has moved the ball, if it's fourth and two, they're probably going for it right there.
So it's third down and eight after the penalty inside the Hayden five. Clock is on the move at under 25 seconds to go here in the quarter. 7-0 Hayden, but a big play here for the Holton defense. Wallmeyer under center. They go from left to right. They bring it on an end-around. Schrickle makes a man miss, has a first down and more to the 15, out to the 17. Looks pretty much nearly like the same play as they just ran prior to the holding penalty. They go right back to him and a first down run with 9 seconds to go, and that was a real opportunity for Holton's defense, but Hayden with a nice design there for a big play and a first down.
That ends the first quarter, and yeah, Holton, big momentum change right there, and you say, well, why do you take that? You want fourth down. It's just a little different tonight with that wind. I really think Hayden goes for it there on fourth down and two, and Coach Barta liked his chances at third and long and trying to force a fourth and long as opposed to the fourth and one or two that was coming up.
Hayden has the ball after a nice third down conversion. 7-0 their lead over Holton as we head to the second quarter. Our game tonight again brought to you by Rainbow Communications. Find them online at rainbowtel.net, providing the most reliable internet services in Northeast Kansas. Second quarter action coming up next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
It's tough to find a Mason that can not only do the job you want, but take your dream and take it to new heights. Enter Trent Ondler with Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882. Trent is a third-generation Mason with over 20 years of experience. Trent's mission is to treat each customer with the utmost respect and consideration of their wants and desires. Allow Trent to take your vision and take it to new heights. Capital View Masonry, 785-383-1882.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with three local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacey Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square.
103.9 FM KNZA.
Second quarter underway here in Topeka. Hayden has a 7-0 lead against Holton. The ground game has been working for Hayden, but not here on the opening play of the second quarter. As it's Cade Mitchell, the ball carrier, right side, no gain. Second down and 10. Hayden had it at their own 17, but this drive started inside their own 1-yard line, but they've also converted a big third and eight as well to keep this drive alive and give them a little bit of breathing room as we're underway here in quarter number two.
Great tackle by Jackson Berry. Actually caught the back from behind. Jackson coming off a huge 11-tackle game last week against Rossville. He's got a couple so far tonight.
Mitchell got about maybe a half yard or one at best. Second down and nine, we'll call it. Wallmeyer under center. He's going to roll out here near side. Hayden going now from right to left in the second quarter. Facing some pressure. Darts a pass. It's complete across the 25 to the 27 to Jensen Schrickle. The leading receiver coming in, and he's made some nice plays here in the first half and another. Hayden first down as we're a minute into quarter number two and a 7-0 Hayden lead.
They had twins to the near side here, and Holton shifted their defensive backs to the near side. Had good coverage on the play, but the play just prolonged enough by Jet Wallmeyer as he rolled out to his left, and he found his favorite target, Jensen Schrickle. They're going to rule him just a little bit short of that first down, just a gain of seven there. It's a third and one coming up.
What's the chain gang doing? There's some confusion over there.
No. Yeah, the far side. It was a first down for sure, but yeah, the chain gang had not moved, so they stopped play.
So give them eight. Okay.
So back to it. Wallmeyer under center on a first down play. They go to Desch, the fullback, and the big body bowling forward, but it might be coming back. A penalty flag is thrown right in the area of holding, and it looks like Carter Charvat, the senior left guard is going to be penalized here, and that's going to take away a big first down run.
What's been pretty obvious is there's two flags on the play. Both the referee and the umpire throw the flag. Don't see that all the time. Usually that's coming from one or the other. Pretty obvious, though.
It's been Rylan Ammon and Carter Charvat that have been going head-to-head and got tangled up a couple times and had some words with each other, and that time Charvat got called for holding against Rylan Ammon. So Holton had a penalty that kind of derailed their first and only drive of this game. It was a five-yard penalty they could not overcome, and now we'll see if Hayden can overcome a mistake here deep in their own territory.
That flag came about 3 yards downfield, so they'll flag it from there.
First down and 15, back to the 21. Hayden moving from right to left here. Quarter two, still early on in the frame. They have a 7-0 lead. Wallmeyer under center. Schrickle again on an end around. Makes one man miss, but not the second. Not much. Up to the 25. That's already multiple times now we've seen them use Schrickle on an end around. That time, not much. Second down and 13. Big play coming up here for the Holton defense. Can they limit a big gain?
Barnett and Bear there for the tackle. That jet sweep action, but man, when those running backs get it on that jet sweep, they are full speed and just looking for a little crease to get turned upfield. Holton's done a pretty good job stringing that play out towards the sideline so far.
Yeah, not bad outside of the third and long play that ended the first quarter. That's a staple of the Hayden offense, though.
This is just the third drive of the game between both teams, and we're here early in the second quarter. Wallmeyer has been facing some pressure all night, rolling here to the near side, and another pitch and catch across the 25. There's not much to it there. Yeah, that was Brady Heinen on the reception, a backup wide receiver.
I'm impressed with Wallmeyer, much better than a year ago, as he's not forcing anything, just kind of taking what's there. It was only about a 3 or 4 yard gain, so it's still 3rd and 10, but so far Wallmeyer's kind of bought himself some time, and he's made some really nice passes, finding guys moving towards the sideline, short distance.
Very safe routes. He's 4 of 5 for 30 yards, but every completion has been rolling to his strong side, to his left, and he's been accurate with his throws.
Well, Holton's defense couldn't stop a 3rd and 8 from inside the 5, and now look at this formation here for Hayden on 3rd and 10 from the 27, and now a flag is thrown, and it's going to be offsides against Holton.
So swinging gate action. Hayden puts all of their linemen to the near side, just the center and the quarterback at the line of scrimmage. Holton looked prepared for it. They adjusted quickly and got into position, but then jumped offside. So 3rd and 5 coming up.
A huge penalty. Goes from 3rd and 10 to 3rd and 5. Ball at the 32-yard line, and they come out in the same formation.
Holton's going to take a timeout. Make sure this is a big play. 3rd and 5, you want to make sure you've got your guys lined up in the right spots against this swinging gate.
Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's, homegrown popcorn of Whiting. When it's time for a break and you're looking for the perfect snack at the concession stand or in your own living room, try Schlegel's, many flavors of homegrown popcorn. It is the perfect timeout snack. 9:37 until halftime, Hayden 7, Holton nothing. We're back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManical will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
Kansaland Radio.
Alongside Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Kyler and Ethan with the Holton Channel, Colin Fellkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman here on KNDA. Holton and Hayden, a 3A number 4 district championship decided tonight. Hayden with the ball, facing 3rd and 5 out of this timeout. The 7-0 lead here early on in the second quarter. They come out with a different formation out of the timeout. Should
start.
Have been a false
there
start.
Right,
a late
tackle.
Penalty.
Right tackle was rocking out of his set position there. So 3rd and 10, 3rd and 5, 3rd and 10, throwing a timeout and mass confusion here, but still a major play coming up.
Well, we mentioned right before that timeout, again, this drive for Hayden started inside their own 1. They have it right now at their own 27. 9:37 to go until the half. 7-0 is their lead, just their second drive of the game. We knew coming in that possessions were going to be very limited with how these two teams run the football. But a huge third down they converted earlier on this drive to get a little breathing room, but now third down and 10 at the 27. Rare shotgun set. They send a man in motion. That's Heinen in front of his face. Has some time. He'll take a deep shot into the wind down the left sideline. Incomplete. Well defended by Eli Hallauer as they were taking a deep shot to Schrickle. And really no chance for that catch there. Now fourth down and 10. Holton's defense coming up with a big stop.
They needed that, Brandon. And you look at that third and 10 play, and that's the difference between third and 5 and third and 10. You don't run that play on third and 5. The whole playbook is open on third and 5. Probably can run the football. Probably would run the football. Instead, third and 10. And they take a deep shot that really didn't have much of a chance to be completed. Holton gets a big stop that they needed.
Well, now Hayden has an opportunity to punt into this win. And look how far back Hallauer is going as it's Wallmeyer. Kind of a wobbly squib kick, and Hayden's going to get away from it. It will take a very beneficial Hayden bounce all the way inside the 20 and about the 18-yard line.
That is a 55-yard punt.
Granted, there might have been 30 miles per hour of wind behind them, but you take what you can get.
And a 20-yard bounce.
But nonetheless, the Holton defense, after, again, you know, that drive for Hayden starting inside their own 5, they couldn't let a 99.5-yard drive go down there for Hayden. So they get a stop, although Hayden does convert a nice third down on that drive. But again, here's a chance. But you go into the wind now from left to right. 9:18 to go until halftime. Second possession now for Holton. First and 10, just inside their own 20.
It looked okay. They ran 6 plays. They had 2 first downs on the opening drive. Just had a penalty, got derailed. We'll see what the offense does this time.
Abbott Hundley, right guard, big burst of speed. 25, stays on his feet. 30, all the way up to the 35, near the 36. It is a gain of 17 yards for Abbott Hundley. You talk about the struggles last week against Rossville. Hundley's busted 2 big runs here in the first half.
And if you're at home watching the Holton channel, watch how that offensive formation lined up. That wasn't the wishbone. There was almost like an H-back up there as a lead blocker right behind the left guard. Different formation, very successful play for Holton and a first down.
Hundley came into the game averaging over 6 yards a carry, busting that one for 17. And they go to Jackson now, who's upended at the 40, down to the 41. Again, Kyler Jackson there, the 5'11 junior. And a good gain on first down, about 5 yards. Second down coming up.
That's a great gain on first down, but there was really some missed timing in the backfield as some of the guys were moving, some of them weren't, and still able to get a crease on the left side. And a good 5-yard gain by Kyler Jackson on first down. You'll take it. Best thing for Holton is that the offensive line's getting a little push and creating some holes.
Second down and 5. They kind of give a delayed handoff there to Hundley, and that goes nowhere. He's going to lose a yard. And on second and 5, Hundley drops one back, and now it's going to bring up 3rd and 6, just in between the 39 and the 40-yard line.
Speaking of timing being off, Tank, it was off on that play, too. I don't know what happened, but Hallauer and Hundley kind of just bumped into each other, and Eli said, here's the ball. By that time, there was defenders in the backfield.
Big 3rd down and 6 here for the Holton offense. Trailing 7-0, 4 minutes into this second quarter. Toss left. Hundley trying to get to the outside. Makes one man miss, but after about 3, he'll be stopped there. But 4th down coming up. He avoided maybe a loss on a missed tackle. He's able to get 3 yards, and now question and answer time for the Holton offense. 4th and 3, shy of your own 45, going into this wind. Not quite midway through the second quarter, trailing 7-0.
Offense going to stay on the field, maybe a hard count. But again, going into this win, 4-down territory.
On the hard count, looks like they're trying to maybe get Hayden to jump off sides, but they do take the snap, and they give it to Jackson. He's got a 1st down and more. 45-40, all the way up to the 35 and out of bounds. What a play call, and now might be an extra 15 on a late hit.
2 flags at the end of that play, flying a mile high, and great discipline by the Cats not to jump off sides. They went on, like, count number 4, and the counterplay had Jackson with a huge hole off the left side of the line.
Officially a 26-yard gain on 4th down and 4, and Holton might be getting an extra 15 with a late hit on top of it. And it will be a personal foul against Hayden after the play. Again, a huge gain, and now a timeout is going to be called at the 7:18 mark to go here until halftime.
That's a staple of this Holton offense. If you watch them enough, there's times where they'll go on a hard count like that, and it's almost enough to put the defense to sleep where they think, hey, they're not really going to run a play here, and they're literally going on 5 or 6, and they go ahead and snap the ball. Huge crease over the left side.
25 yards on the run. Add 15 more, 40 yards on that play for Holton, and they're in business inside the red zone.
Again, our timeout's brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll keep it right here. Full crew in the house tonight. Big conversion there for Holton's offense on 4th and 4. Kyler Jackson busting a huge play into Hayden territory. Then they're going to get 15 more, and the ball's going to be in the red zone. First time, again, this is only the second possession of the game for the Holton offense. We've had 4 total possessions between the two teams, and by far and away, Holton's best opportunity. They have it in the red zone. They'll have it 1st and 10 at the 18.
When you get in the red zone, you got to score, especially against Hayden. It's 4-down territory, and Holton's got to have it. Coach Arnold called that timeout, immediately went and visited with the official for the majority, the referee he was talking to during that timeout.
So can the Holton offense capitalize on a big 4th down conversion plus 15 more with the penalty? Hallauer gets low, line sets, and they go to Cale Frazier, who gets a nice run all the way up near the 10, maybe the 9 for a gain of about 8 yards. It'll be shy of the 1st down, but Frazier haven't called his name much here tonight, the sophomore, but a big run straight up the gut for 8, 2nd and 2 inside the 10.
The same team we watched last Friday, Justin?
No.
No, please.
Not close. Not close.
Frazier wasn't in there at fullback either. He does make a little difference, but yeah, across the board, 11 guys all look 100 times better tonight.
Jackson, Frazier, and Hunley. This time they go left side. Again, that was Jackson this time who had the big 4th down conversion. Maybe a yard. Sure, he might still be shy of the 1st down.
4-down territory. Protect the football. Keep getting positive yards. No penalties afforded down here in the red zone as Holton gets ready to run the 8th snap of this possession that started back at their own 19.
So Jackson, they give them 1, 3rd down and 1, ball between the 7 and 8 yard line.
Hayden really lined up over the guard, center guard, trying to take away that fullback dive here on 3rd and short.
Hallauer looks back to the far sideline, and they shift Jackson in motion to the left side. Hayden's defensive front moves as well to adjust. 3rd and 1. They're going to toss it left, and it's going to be bobbled, and it might be picked up by Hayden before it went out of bounds.
Can the wind affect a 7-yard pitch like that, trying to just flip it out 7 yards like that away?
Yeah. Unfortunately for Holton is after they shifted out of the double tight wishbone, Hayden shifted out of that tight formation over the guard center guard, and the fullback dive would have been wide open if they just would have ran it. Instead, they try to pitch it out wide. And it's fumbled. It looks like it did go out of bounds over there, guys, so it is going to still be Holton football, but now it's 4th and 8.
Yeah, they lose nearly 9 yards on that play, and looked like a play we have already seen in the game where they had pitched it left to Hunley. And again, this wind is no joke tonight. And on a 3rd and 1 play, and the style that Holton runs, and then just an interesting play call that turns into about an 8-9 yard loss. Now it's 4th down and a long 8. Still in the red zone. Hallauer back to pass, and he slips and falls. And it's a turnover on downs. There was not much room to breathe, even if he was able to stay on his feet. So after having it inside the 10 on 3rd and short, a big loss on a pitch that nearly was a turnover. And then on 4th and long, Hallauer slips in the backfield and is dropped for a loss. And it's a turnover on downs. And Hayden takes over at over the halfway point here, 2nd quarter, at a 7-0 lead.
Again, doing some good things, but the margin for error is not large with this offense. They are not necessarily the big game breakers. You got to be able to convert the 3rd and short, the 2nd and short. Golden opportunity miss for this Holton offense. Defense is going to have to stand tall here before halftime.
1st and 10 at the 24, first play of this drive. Here's a play fake. They're going to try another deep pass. Wallmeyer near side and just outside the arms of Schrickel. Had a step on Hallauer. That was a really good throw into this wind, or had the wind behind him, I should say, on this. And that's why I think we're seeing some shots taken here by Hayden. That's twice we've seen him try it deep to Schrickel. Incomplete. Hallauer step for step the entire way. 2nd and 10.
A little bit gimpy there. He's got that right calf taped up. I don't know if that had any impact on him slipping down. But even on that 4th down play that Holton had offensively, they only had one receiver, Kyler Jackson. He was double covered. I don't think there was any way that they were going to be able to convert that, even if Hallauer stood on his feet.
5:44 to go until the half. 7-0 Hayden. District championship on the line here tonight in Class 3A. Wallmeyer 2nd and 10, rolling out to the near side, dumps it here to the flat, Schrickel upended by Hallauer, but to the 33 for a gain of 9. It'll be short of the 1st down.
Hallauer's down too.
Well, you mentioned that calf, and he is down.
He's holding that calf. He was favoring it on the previous play, think Hayden's kind of noticed that or started picking on it a bit because they tried to burn him deep, then went right back to the guy Eli had underneath there, making a sure tackle coming up here. Such a great athlete. He's a quiet leader on this team. He's emerged as a vocal leader only because of necessity. There's only 9 seniors on this Holton squad, and Eli just one of the best out there that does everything right, leads by example, and you hate to see him down in pain. That's a loss for Holton on both sides of the football if Eli isn't able to keep going here tonight.
In our game tonight, brought to you by Rainbow Communications, 5:36 to go until the half as they attend to Eli Hallauer here on the near side. Again, looking at that right calf, maybe, and it might just be maybe a cramp. You're hoping that's maybe the only thing there is
stretching it out.
So we'll go ahead and keep it right here. Again, the Holton offense, you're just joining us, had a golden opportunity. They had it inside the Hayden 10, facing 3rd and 1, and then a play that went haywire and lost 8 yards on a botched pitch play to the left side, made it 4th and long, and Hallauer was dropping back to pass on 4th and long and then slipped in the backfield. Ended up being a turnover on downs. Hayden took over from there, and they're on this current drive. The 7-0 lead. And that pitch and catch, Tu Schrickle did move the sticks. I thought it was a bit shy of the first down. So once Hallauer is attended to and taken care of, it'll be a first down play coming up for Hayden's offense at the 34-yard line near side hash.
Jet Wallmeyer is 5 of 8 throwing the football for 40 yards. He's hit 4 different receivers, led by Jensen Schrickle, who has 2 catches for 18 yards. He's been pretty balanced on the ground so far for the Hayden Wildcats, led by Broderick Desch, their fullback, 7 carries, 25 yards. Schrickle has 19 yards, Wallmeyer 14, Cade Mitchell 15. For Holton, they're led on the ground by Abbott Hundley, who has 44 yards rushing, and Tyler Jackson has chipped in 34 yards on the ground. Hallauer has the sleeve off of his calf. Great news is he's kind of trying to jog a little bit after getting that thing stretched out. Hallauer is going to try to jog off the field under his own power. That's a great sign that hopefully he'll be able to return for Holton here tonight.
Yeah, I think at first it looked a lot worse, but the fact he's able to get to the sideline on his own, a little bit of a limp, but I'm no doctor. I can't confirm nothing, but it seems like that's a guy we're going to see continue to play here at some point.
See if Hayden tries to take a shot at Andrew
Shoup,
the sophomore, that comes into play his place. Got Kyler Jackson and Bodie Dillon, the safeties, Kel Hine, and now I think Shoup will be the other corner.
Clock on the move, 5.5 minutes to go until halftime after the injury. 1st and 10, Hayden just inside their own 35. They send a man in motion to the right side. They go to Desch, and he is hit immediately at the line of scrimmage. Caleb Shermock came in and blasted him at the line of scrimmage. Ford Progress gets him 1 to the 35.
Yeah, that's pretty good because Desch is all of 210 pounds, and he's a load. And little Caleb Shermock, 5'7", 140, dripping wet, but not afraid to get his nose in there and make a stick.
2nd down and 9 coming up for Hayden. Under 5 minutes to go with a 7-0 lead. Just the 5th total drive of the game offensively between the two teams. Wallmeyer straight back to pass. Here's that shot near side. Wynn behind him and well overthrown. Schrickle again. He wants a penalty, and there's a flag, and he might get it.
Yep, this is going to be a hold against Andrew Shoup here. The flag is at about the 44-yard line. There's also a flag back at the line of scrimmage, guys, so there might be offsetting fouls here. We'll see what the referee and the umpire are talking about back at the line of scrimmage.
What do you think that's the best-case scenario for Holton if it is offsetting penalties?
Most of Wallmeyer's incompletions have been on deep shots. That's at least 3 times he's gone deep with the wind at his back and not been able to anywhere come close, really, to completing that long shot downfield. The wind blowing it and overshooting his targets. We have holding offense. We have holding defense, and we'll replay 2nd down.
So that was best-case scenario there for Holton's defense. As Schrickle again was held here as they took another shot after in the injured corner, Eli Hallauer is and on the sideline and nursing that right calf. They took another shot. That's the 3rd time we have seen them take a deep shot to Schrickle. All have been unsuccessful. 2nd down and 9. They'll replay it. They go to Mitchell right side. Nowhere on an end around, and he's brought down in the backfield for a loss of 2.
Hundley and Barnett, And that might be the first time that Holton's defense has made a TFL here behind the line of scrimmage, and that brings up a big third down and 10.
Yeah, it is. That's the first negative rushing play for Hayden, Justin, and really just Abbott Hundley on the far side just coming up, beating his man, pushing him into the backfield, and then making the play as well. Had some help as well from Bear and friends, and now it's third and long.
Well, we've seen Hayden convert some big third downs here in this first half, also a fourth down as well, but now third and 10. The clock's moving. 4:07 to go in this first half, and here they come out with that formation again.
Swinging gate.
Trickle in motion. They fake to him. They want to set it up. It's wide open, but it's incomplete.
Rylan Ammon brought pressure and forced that pass early from Wallmeyer. That was a great rush by Rylan Ammon to get to the quarterback and make him throw it before he wanted it, before the receiver was ready.
They were looking for the tight end, Trayton Tetuan, who is only got two catches coming into the game. They had it set up, and he was wide open, but it was overthrown.
Love the design of the play. He just missed his man. They brought motion to the far side of the field, away from the swinging gate. The guy on the end of the line here is an eligible receiver, and he was wide open. Holton didn't have him covered, but he was overthrown, and Hayden has to punt it away.
Well, there's another deep punt, went behind, and it'll rest inside the 20. So Holton's offense will come back out, first down and 10, at about their own 17, maybe 18. They got 3:45 to work, down 7-0 here in the first half, but going in. But again, going into this wind, you can tell it's been no easy task for either side in this first half.
Just run it. You're getting 2, 3, 4, 5 yards every carry. You broke a couple plays of over 10 yards already. The other good thing here is that Holton's going to get the football to begin the second half, so make this be the last possession here in the second quarter. Try to get something and at least a little momentum and confidence in a 2-for-1 best-case scenario.
This formula for Holton is working. They're shortening the game. They're keeping Hayden within arm's reach. You're right. If they can get to the halftime locker room, even if they're still down a score, they get the ball to start the second half. Big drive coming up. Need a couple first downs.
Hayden's not giving up a point since week 3. 7-0 here late first half. Not much here on this first play of the drive for Holton.
Eli Hallauer did check back in, so he's returned to quarterback for Holton. They went fullback Frazier there for only about one.
Second down and 9. And even if Holton's unable to get points, the last thing you want to do is give Hayden another shot before the half with the win behind him.
Both teams have 2 timeouts remaining.
Second down and 9. Big play here. Coming up on 3 minutes to go in the half. And a big run here up to the 25-yard line. And that's Kyler Jackson. Kind of burst through the line. Didn't look like there was a whole lot of room to get through, but it makes it a much more manageable third down and 2.
Holton having some success with that counterplay. It's really, you're seeing the backers for Hayden. They're very aggressive, and they're over-pursuing a little bit with that first fake. And Kyler Jackson's found some running room over the left side of that offensive line.
Still got to convert. Third down and 2. Big play here. There was some movement in the backfield, and that's Frazier. Little bit of a jump there as he was down in position, and now it's third down and 7. Crucial penalty. Again, Cale Frazier, just a little bit of movement before the snap. Takes it back to the 20. 2:46 to go until halftime. Hayden 7, Holton nothing. But now Holton facing third down and 7 at their own 20. Going into this strong wind from left to right. Hallauer takes a low snap. They go to Jackson, who leaps over a defender and has a first down. Kyler Jackson.
Back to the counter play. They had success with it on second down. Go right back to him on third down. And they overcome the penalty. Huge play for the Wildcats.
If he doesn't jump the defender, he's probably a yard or two shy of the first down.
Great extra effort there by Kyler Jackson at the end of that run. Plenty of time here for the catch. Just keep moving forward. Protect the football.
2:20 to go. Clock moving until halftime. 7-0 Hayden here. District championship on the line. First and 10 for Holton. Hallauer takes the snap. Abbott Hundley dive left guard. He'll get to the 30 for 2, and that's it. And now I think we get a stoppage of play. And now we have an injured Hayden defender.
They stop the clock, so he'll have to come off for a play. And Holton used a timeout, maybe 2. Holton maybe is going to use a timeout as well.
That's a sophomore safety, Logan Sines.
I think maybe that's why Holton's having some success, Tank, with the fakes and the misdirection, because Brandon mentioned earlier, 5 sophomores starting on this defensive unit, some linebackers and secondary guys that are maybe going for that first fake handoff. So that play has certainly worked. Holton will have 1 timeout remaining here before the No, they didn't call a timeout. The clock's actually running.
2 minutes to go. Clock is on the move. They got signs off the field. I thought they were going to stop it for an injury, but they got them off. But the clock's moving under 2 minutes. Second down and 8 for Holton. Whatever you do, if you're Holton again, can't give Hayden an opportunity before the half. Second down and 8. Ball at the Holton 30. And another stoppage of play and a false start.
Our slot on the left side, Kyler Jackson was leaning forward there, just got a little lazy before the snap, and doggone it, it's double sticks now if you're Holton, continuing to hurt themselves with some penalties.
Second down and 13, back to their own 25. A minute 40 to go in the half. They trail 7-0 against a Hayden defense. Just mentioning that hasn't given up a point since week 3. They have posted 3 consecutive shutouts. And Holton has been held scoreless here in this first half. Here's Frazier. Big hole up the left side, and they get a lot of that yardage back. He'll be shy of the first down, but he's going to get about 10, maybe 11 across the 35 to the 36. It is an 11-yard pickup, but a much more manageable third down.
Has some deceiving speed. Frazier runs hard. Holton's hurrying up on the offense.
1:10 to go. Clock moving. Allauer takes the snap. They go to not much there. Again, that was Frazier again. And it's going to be fourth down. They give them forward progress. It's 4th and 1 after a yard. And now the clock continues to move. We're under a minute.
Yeah, Holton will use up all of the play clock here, and they're going to be very content to get to the locker room, I think, down 7-0. They'll probably go for it because of the wind. Again, going into this wind, I think they'll try to draw Hayden off sides and then call a timeout. That'd be a good idea. Got timeouts, might as well.
37 seconds. Holton still in the huddle, facing 4th and 1 at their own 37. Wind is a brewing.
They're not going to try to draw them off. They're just going to use up the play clock and call timeout. Yep. Coach Barta watching it, standing with his quarterback, watching the final 5 seconds from the back judge, and then he'll take the timeout.
And there it is. So a timeout with 17.9 seconds to go in the half. Holton facing 4th down and 1 at their own 37. Our timeout's presented by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting. We'll step aside back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We are excited to let you know that the Farmer State Bank is updating our Touch Banking mobile banking app to an FSB-branded app.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of Farmer State Bank in Holton.
When you log into the Touch Banking app, you'll be prompted to update the app. At that time, the new FSB app will be downloaded to your phone. Please call or come in with any questions. We'd be happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
We're down to the final 18 seconds in this first half. Holton trailing here at Hayden, 7-0. And a 4th down and 1 play for Holton's offense. Out of the timeout. And Holton will get the ball to start the second half. And on 4th and 1, it looks like they're lining up to go for it. Allauer under center. Trying to get the hard count. Finally takes the snap. They go to Frazier. Hit immediately. He is dropped. I don't think he got there.
And they ran that play 3 times in a row. And the last couple times, Hayden stopped it right near the line of scrimmage.
That's Carter Charvat.
Hayden's ball. Got a favorable spot, but it's not going to be enough. This is going to be Hayden's football with 13 seconds left. They're going to measure because it's 4th down. Kind of something they have to do, but it's not a 1st down.
Yeah, it looks definitely maybe even a full yard short. We got a little bit of an angle, but we're got about as good as any look for most of the people here tonight. Being up top here, finding the elements, they will measure, but again, believing it is well short of the line to gain, and that's going to give Hayden again 13 seconds. With a 7-0 lead, and again, well short. So 1st and 10 inside the Holton 40. It'll be at the 37-yard line. And again, the kicker for Hayden is a sophomore, or I should say a freshman, in Mason Becker. They use him for PATs, but he's not one to kick field goals. They have a heavy wind behind, but I would think you maybe have 2 plays. Can you get something here? And then I would assume that Hayden probably tries to take a shot at the end zone.
I think they take 2 shots at the end zone here is what I would expect Hayden to do. Not much to lose. The wind at their back. Eli Hallauer is back in at corner on the defensive side of the ball for the Wildcats.
13 seconds left in the half.
Holton only 1 for 5 now on 3rd down plays tonight, and 1 for 2 on 4th down.
All right, so let's see what Hayden does. They come out in a shotgun set. Two receivers left, a tight end right. Two more receivers also to the right side. They send Heinen in motion, far side right. They use him as a blocker. Wallmeyer looks flat. It is dropped by Schrickle at the 30. So they were trying to just get some yardage there. And right through the hands, Hallauer the nearest receiver, but now 7.7 seconds to go. So not quite six seconds used. It'll be second and 10 at the 37.
Something you'll see a lot of times, that first play is the out route. Now what comes next? Out and up. Be out and up. So you've got to be disciplined. If you're a defensive back, you've seen the out. Still got to know the time and the down and the situation. Don't let anybody behind you.
Yeah, play off of them. Give them, you know, the 15, 20, 30-yard gain if you have to. Just keep them in front.
Well, let's see. I mean, depending on how quick they go here, they might be able to run at least two more plays. Just less than 8 seconds to go. We'll see what they do. Heinen in motion again. Pretty much the same formation. And there's the out again, and it's nearly picked off. And you were right. I think there was miscommunication, and now a late flag in the backfield with 3 seconds to go. I'm not sure if this is a late hit.
I think this is,
or maybe a hold.
It's going to be a hold, and I think Holton will take this. You move him back as far as you can.
Yeah.
The down means nothing.
There. Well, I think he called the out and up.
No, it's a personal foul, roughing the passer, actually.
Oh,
against
man.
Well, not field goal. Oh, no, they are going to try
it. They are going to try the field goal with the freshman and Mason Becker. So after the penalty, it is inside the 25. There's 3.3 seconds to go. So this is going to be
37, 38,
yeah, roughly, from the right hash.
Might be closer to 39 where they're spotting the placeholder there.
And Hayden's going to decide to take a timeout here. 3.3 seconds to go. They have it inside the Holton 25. A monster penalty there, roughing the passer. And a chance here for Hayden to potentially get points. Now, it looks like they're going to keep the field goal unit on the field, as even with the timeout, the freshman Becker is away from the huddle, lining this one up for what looks like it's going to be a 39-yard attempt from the right hash. He's got a heavy win behind him and an opportunity to extend the lead before the half.
I'll be honest, if I'm Holton right here, I'm making sure it's not a fake, and I'm making sure I don't rough the snapper, holder, or kicker.
Right.
This kid makes a 39-yard field goal with this kind of wind, more power to him.
Well, they obviously have the trust in him. A heavy breeze going towards the way that he is kicking. So Hayden's going to try to tack three before the half.
Holton's in a safe defense looking for the fake.
Good snap. Wallmeyer holds a low line drive. Kick is on the way,
wow.
And it is buried by the freshman. And Becker's going to give Hayden a 10-0 lead here at the half. So that roughing the passer penalty comes back to bite Holton for 3 points to end the frame. A 39-yard field goal there by the freshman kicker in Becker. So that's going to send us to the half. Is a lot to digest here with this district championship on the line. Our halftime coverage, it is brought to you by Highland Community College. Close to home, far from debt. HighlandCC.edu online for more information. Number 3 in 3A, Hayden, a 10-0 lead over Holton at the half. We'll break it down when we come back on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds, and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
price.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy, taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital in Holton.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with Highland Community College online. Plus, HCC has very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu, the local preferred choice for education, Highland Community College.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. Again, a chilly evening here in Topeka, right outside of Hayden High School, is number 3 in 3A, a 10-0 lead over Holton here at the half. Full crew on hand, alongside Justin Flute, Mike Tanking, Kyler and Ethan with the Holton Channel. Colin Fellkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman. Well, Holton has certainly had some opportunities, and they are certainly in this game, but you feel like almost that it's a little bit more of a 10-0 deficit the way things have gone, and Hayden gets a huge field goal right at the buzzer from their freshman kicker, Mason Becker, but again, there have not been a lot of possessions in this game. Offenses both like to run the football. Holton had it at one point inside the Hayden 10, ultimately turned it over on downs. That was their biggest opportunity. Credit the Holton defense for playing well, but nonetheless, you got a chance, but you feel like you've missed some opportunities.
I feel like this should be a 7-7 game. I feel like these two teams are really pretty even from what I've seen for the most part. Both teams had one opportunity in the red zone. Hayden capitalized in the red zone by converting a fourth down and three and then getting a touchdown run. Holton did not capitalize in the red zone. They self-destructed, and really it was kind of the self-destruction with the 15-yard penalty that allowed Hayden to tack on that extra three-point-long field goal before intermission. So, yeah, it certainly feel a lot better if it was 7-7 or 7-0 instead of Holton going into the locker room down 10-0. But they'll get the ball, and I feel like offensively they've done enough good things to show that they can move the ball on Holton. They just got to eliminate mistakes, stop hurting themselves, and obviously find a way to finish drives. The other thing Holton's done very good defensively is they haven't given up the big play. Hayden's had to earn anything that they have got to this point. And really outside of Hayden's opening drive that went over half of the first quarter, 13 plays, 65 yards when they got the lone touchdown in this first half, I mean, Holton's defense has really held their own since that drive when they gave up a couple third and fourth down conversions that allowed Hayden to get the touchdown on the board.
Yeah, and you can tell, again, Hayden's offense is different without Finn Dungy out there. They're obviously their best athlete, their best player statistically on both sides of the ball. It's a different team that Hayden is without him. Don't know his timetable. He's got a big brace on his left knee. Again, one of the better athletes in the state, one of the fastest athletes in the state. And that, obviously, you can tell because, as Justin mentioned, again, Hayden's certainly having to work. They're not busting big plays. They're just kind of slowly, methodically moving it down whenever they have been able to capitalize. But, again, you just feel like Holton has really hurt themselves with penalties and at crucial times, too.
Yeah, that's been the key. Real quick, guys, don't cheat. Don't look at my stat sheet over here. Longest run for Hayden. Longest run for Hayden tonight so far. 13 yards. So they're not gashing Holton at all. Holton is tackling. They're wrapping up. They're not missing tackles. They're not getting guys into space where they can get really hurt. They're doing a nice job defensively, making Hayden do some things and having to make them throw the ball even. Hayden probably, you know, in these conditions would love to just run the ball all night, but they've had to throw the ball, and they're only 5 of 10 through the air for 40 yards. So Holton has done what they need to do. This is the formula to win this football game, but you can't make those mistakes that Brandon's alluding to.
It is a 10-0 Hayden lead at the half against Holton. Class 3A District 4 Championship is on the line. Our halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College. We'll step aside for another timeout, come back, run through some of the first half statistics. That's right after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Have you checked your internet speed in a while? More and more devices are connected to the internet in our homes. Things from refrigerators to thermostats are becoming dependent upon Wi-Fi. Head over to rainbowtel.net to check your speed and make sure your home stays well connected. Are you interested in fast, reliable, dependable internet? that meets your needs and provides you with the latest in broadband technology, check out Rainbow Communications, your friendly, local, community-driven service provider. Stop into one of our locations or check us out at rainbowtel.net.
The teams are in the locker room making their halftime adjustments. Is it time to make some adjustments to your tax preparation needs? If so, consider a member of the Optimized Tax Management Group. Our member firms provide year-round tax planning and availability to answer your questions. Visit Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, and Michelle Callison at Holton Tax Services in Holton, or Jacob Yinkst and Courtney Brockoff at NEK Tax Services in Whiting. The Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com. Equal housing lender.
This is the Highland Community College Halftime Show on Kansaland Radio. Catch a break with Highland Community College. Transferable, affordable, and accessible. Log on to highlandcc.edu. From here, you can go anywhere.
Halftime coverage again brought to you by Highland Community College. Hayden 10, Holton nothing. A chilly mid-October evening here in Topeka. Full crew on hand and district championship decided here tonight in Class 3A. Now time to run through the stats of the first half. It is brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group, providing the help you need when you need it. Visit member firms Holton Tax Services in Holton with Mike Tanking, Kay Onler, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yinks and Courtney Brockoff. Well, Tank, first half numbers.
Yeah, we'll start with Holton. The Wildcats finished the first half with five first downs. Holton has 103 yards rushing on 23 rushing attempts, averaging 4.5 yards per carry. No pass attempts for Holton in the first half, so 103 total yards of offense for Holton here at the break. No turnovers for Holton. They did have five penalties for 35 yards. Individually for Holton, they were led on the ground by Kyler Jackson. He has six carries for 49 yards. Abbott Hunley has nine carries for 47 yards. Cale Frazier, five carries for 21 yards, and Eli Hallauer, three carries for negative 14 yards. For Hayden, the Hayden Wildcats finished the first half with eight first downs. They have 72 yards rushing on 18 carries, averaging 4 yards per carry. Passing the football, they're 5 of 10 through the air for 40 yards, so Hayden has 112 total yards of offense. 112 for Hayden, 103 for Holton. Hayden has no turnovers in the first half. They have four penalties for 34 yards here at the break. Individually, Hayden led on the ground by Broderick Desch. He has eight carries for 26 yards. Jensen Trickle has three carries for 19 yards. Jet Wallmeyer, two carries for 14 yards. And Cade Mitchell, five carries for 13 yards. Passing the football, Jet Wallmeyer, 5 of 10 for 40 yards. His five completions go to four different receivers. Led by Jensen Trickle, two catches for 18 yards. Cooper Kolbach, one catch for 13 yards. Cade Mitchell, one catch for 6 yards. And Brady Heinen, one catch for 3 yards. Your halftime score is Hayden 10, Holton nothing. That's your halftime stats, Brent.
Stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. As you mentioned, 10-0, Hayden with the lead at the half over Holton. 3A District Championship on the line. We'll step aside. Have more after this on the MFC Sports Radio Network.
What do people like most, you think, about the experience of getting a new vehicle here at Holton?
People like having one person that they deal with. When you go in the paperwork office, in the finance office, you get to deal with Stephanie, and we don't have any admin fees, no doc fees, none of that crazy stuff a lot of other places have. So it's pretty straightforward and honest, and we just try to be upfront about it. I get a lot of good feedback from those things.
Our name means a great
online at HoltHouseAutoHouse.com. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today?
Don't let worrying about the weather bother your peace of mind on your piece of earth. Call Midwest Crop Insurance in Seneca today. Beth Dieters can provide you with protection for the hay and grazing part of your operation. Pasture, rangeland, and forage sales closing date is December 1st. Call Midwest Crop Insurance at 785-334-CROP. Midwest Crop Insurance is an equal opportunity provider. Call them today for peace of mind on your piece of earth. 785-334-CROP. 855-334-2767.
Rebates, rebates, and more rebates. You want an opportunity to get into the game? Well, contact Wilson Tire today at 785-362-8473. Right now, Matt and Terry at Wilson Tire have a rebate for you. Get up to $100 when you buy a set of four select Hankook tires from now until November 19th. Or if Bridgestone fits your fancy better, you can get $70 back by mail on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card with the purchase of four eligible tires from now until October 31st. When selection and service matter to you, contact the two guys you can trust, Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton.
R&S Maintenance Services has been a leader of industrial manufacturing support and repair since 1996 in Meriden. From metal fabrication and repair to industrial millwright services, precision machine shop, certified welding, project design, dumpster service, and local trucking, equipment removal and installation. Proud supporters of local student athletes. Trust R&S Maintenance Services since 1996 in Meriden.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Halftime coverage brought to you by Highland Community College, close to home, far from debt, highlandcc.edu. Again, our halftime score here in Topeka, Hayden 10, Holton nothing here at the break. Let's dive into our score updates. Those are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Go to holthouseautohouse.com. Again, Hayden 10, Holton nothing here on KNZA and the Holton Channel. We have some other scores around the area. Eight-man D2 matchup, of course, a TVL district title implications on 92.1 KMZA. Jared Sleppy, the call there. Number one, Axtell, looking like they're going to extend their long, lengthy 30-plus win streak. They lead Frankfort at the half, 34-0 in that game at Frankfort tonight. Halftime score on the Cobra Channel, Jackson Heights 24, ACCHS 12. Jackson Heights with a win will earn at least a share of the Northeast Kansas League title. JCN would also get a piece of that if they're able to knock off Valley Falls here tonight. Also on the Hiawatha Channel, Marysville, a 14-0 lead over the Redhawks. Seth Tollefson there with the call on the Hiawatha Redhawks Channel, courtesy of MSD Sports. One update as well, Atchison and Perry LeCompton. Of course, Atchison, one of just two remaining unbeatens in Class 4A. Number one scoring offense this game on Care 93.7 FM. And last update we got there was 7-0 in favor of Atchison. That was at the end of the first quarter. Again, our score updates are brought to you by Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? Visit holthouseautohouse.com. Step aside for a final timeout. We'll come back and get you set for the second half. Between Holton and Hayden, a 3A District 4 champion will be crowned tonight. Hayden with the 10-0 lead, and we're back after this.
State Farm, this is Andrea.
Yeah, what if I get into an accident in, say, Accident, Arkansas?
Anywhere in the U.S., State Farm has you covered.
I do something clumsy in Clutzville, I get dinged in Denton?
North Carolina or Texas?
Both.
Then we'll send two trucks.
Well played.
State Farm handles more claims than any other company. Over 35,000 per day. Get to a better state. State Farm.
In Holton, contact Gus Suarez at 364-3890 on Highway 75 in Holton.
Attention, healthcare workers. Is your job wearing you down or becoming too demanding? At the Pines in Holton, life and work is different. As the only locally owned long-term care facility in Jackson County, the Pines focuses on personalized care and stronger relationships with our staff and residents. With just 12 rooms in two locations, the Pines offers a more relaxing and slower-paced environment where we work together as a team and enjoy getting to know our residents and supporting each other as co-workers. Workers with flexible scheduling. We also have a couple of rooms now available. Call us at the Pines in Holton. Our family caring for yours.
American Family Insurance.
As your American Family Insurance agent in Holton, I'm looking out for what matters most to you, even when nothing's wrong. This is Brad Noller, agent. Call me at 785-364-3302 and let's talk about your insurance needs today. Contact Brad Noller, agent, at 364-3302 or stop by one of our three locations on the Holton Square or Topeka today.
American Family Mutual Insurance Company, SI, and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
At Foster Ford in Holton, we know your time is valuable. To make it convenient for you, all of our new and used inventory is online at www.fosterfordinc.com. Search through our new and used inventory, and if you have any questions, feel free to give us a call at 785-364-4646 and we'll be glad to help. Or you can always come see us at Foster Ford on Highway 75 in Holton.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, a couple minutes until we start the second half here in Topeka. Hayden 10, Holton nothing. District champ will be crowned tonight. Two teams with rich history and tradition, limited possessions between the two teams, and as we read the stats at the half, everything is pretty darn even between these two teams, yet it's a 10-0 Hayden lead. Just Holton hasn't been able to take care of the opportunities, the few that they have had, and Hayden has done the opposite. They have taken advantage of some costly Holton penalties and have capitalized in a huge field goal again right before the half after a roughing the passer penalty, and on a play where Holton could have run down the entire end of the half with the ball, ended up going for it in their own territory on fourth and one. They were stuffed. They gave 13 and a half seconds left to Hayden. And then Hayden, after two incomplete passes on a third play, got the 15-yard penalty. Their freshman kicker, Mason Pecker, drills a, what was it, 39 or 29-yard field goal into the wind, or 39-yard field goal into the wind, or with the wind behind him, I should say. Drilled it with ease, but how huge of a 3 points that was for Hayden, considering how this game flow has gone.
Well, this first possession of the second half is monumental. Holton is not a team that is made to make comebacks in the second half of games. So a 10-0 deficit, when you get the football and can go down and score and make it a 10-7 game, it's game on. But Holton has to have an impressive scoring opening drive, I feel like. If they don't, still possible to come back, but then they're going to need to create some takeaways or find some opportunities against Hayden in the second half. So I think big possession here coming up.
Yeah, I think that you're right, because if you score in this opening possession, the formula still works. The shortening the game, the limiting the possessions, you're down only 3 points. You don't score and Hayden gets the ball and maybe does, or even if they don't, shortening the game is not in your favor, obviously down two scores.
Well, again, both teams have, what, 3-4 possessions each? That's not many in the first half. So if you're Holton, you miss fire on your first possession here. If the game flow is anywhere close to what it was in the first half, you think you have, what, 2, maybe 3 possessions left to come back? So it's going to be real interesting to see what Holton does here to get the ball to start the second half. They trail 10-0 against a Hayden Wildcats team that comes in undefeated, 6-0. Number 3 in the state, according to K-Preps, have really kind of been in that number 3 spot for the last month and change. But they are certainly a much different team without their leader, Finn Dunshee, out there on both sides of the ball, who is out with a left knee injury, which has certainly given Holton an opportunity in this game, which will decide a district champion.
Yeah, Hayden's done with districts after tonight. Holton has a home game next week against Jeff West. Wildcats, even with the loss tonight, still in good position to finish second in the district and have a home game to start the postseason in week number 9. But the 3A bracket looks a lot more favorable for the district champion in this district. That's part of it because there's a team called Wellsville that would be looming for the second week of the playoff for whoever loses this game potentially. If you're just looking ahead a little bit, Wellsville having a good year, they would be a team that I think could cause either one of these teams just a little bit of trouble, perhaps. So, yeah, winning the district title is huge in more ways than one.
Yeah, Wellsville, one of the few handful of teams still unbeaten in Class 3A. Things are certainly opening up, but still an opportunity here for Holton. They will go right to left to start the third quarter. They will have the wind behind them, which means Holton will be against the wind on offense in the fourth and final quarter. But a 10-0 Hayden lead, yeah.
Because they don't throw it.
Very, very true. Here's the kick by Becker. Short, high kick, and a fair catch, and dropped at the 35. Good job there on the kickoff return team. And so Holton comes out for their opening drive of the second half, trailing 10-0 in this district championship deciding game.
That's a small thing, but interesting. I would have guessed Hayden would have chosen to kick with the wind. They kicked into the wind, kicked a little high hanger, and Holton calls for the fair catch at their own 36-yard line. Pretty decent field position for their first drive.
It was Corbin Wilson, the sophomore, who made that catch.
Did Hayden maybe want the win in the fourth quarter just in case they would need it?
That's what you got to be thinking. Yeah, that's what you got to be thinking, probably.
So here we go. First possession of the second half. First for the Wildcats, trailing 10-0 here at Hayden. Hallauer takes the snap. Might have been miscommunication. Now he has to bolt himself, and he turns nothing into something there across the 40 on a play that might have been miscommunicated in some way, he'll get five or maybe even six out to the 41.
And we saw that formation once again with the fullback, Kale Frazier. Actually, it might have been Tyler Jackson that's lined up there right behind the left guard. And you saw Hayden make an adjustment. They had a backer lined up right over their defensive tackle, head up over him. Looked like maybe Hallauer turned the wrong way, but then found the hole and still got 5 yards. And like you said, made something out of nothing.
Second down and five. First possession of the second half for Holton, trailing Hayden 10-0. And now movement along the offensive line again. And that is Caden Wheeler, who we had talked about in the pregame about how they had moved him to guard here. He's wearing a different number than normal.
57 instead of 82, filling in as a guard as they have Preston Utes not starting tonight, have Roush and Barnett as opposite side, both playing the tackle spots on Holton's offensive line. But again, costly mistakes, penalties, pre-snap or post-snap for Holton.
So from second and five back to second and 10, not quite a minute. They go to Hundley, leaps over the line. He'll get the yardage back, or correction, that was Kyler Jackson, beg your pardon, but he gets the athleticism there, basically that 5 yards back. They'll give him four. It'll be third down and six, but I feel like those false starts that we have seen, the few that have been called against Holton, just feel just almost backbreaking, considering just kind of time and spot throughout the course of the game. Big third and six coming up. Hallauer takes the snap. And it's going to be a keeper for Hallauer to the outside, and he's going to have just enough for a first down. Boy, had me faked out, and he's finally ripped out of bounds, but forward progress. Needed six, he got seven. Big third down conversion there for the senior quarterback.
Great, great play call as you see the corners kind of crashing down, and good fakes. It all comes down to the fakes. Even when you're not getting the football, the quarterback not getting the football, he's got to carry out his fake every single play. And eventually the defense might be lulled to sleep a little bit, think he's not going to keep it. He keeps it there in a key situation. The Wildcats convert on third down.
First down and 10, shy of midfield. They go from right to left here in the third quarter, trailing Hayden 10-0. And they go to Abbott Hundley into, or correction, sorry, Kyler Jackson again the carry. No, it was Hundley. Correction.
Too many 20s in the backfield, fellas. That's what we got. Right?
But a 7 yard gain into Hayden territory. And we talked about the importance of this drive to begin the second half. And good start here. Still got a ways to go. But now second down and three. Now in Hayden territory at the 47. Hallauer takes the snap. Looks like Jackson this time. And falls forward for maybe a half yard. Not much there, but third and short coming up.
And it's four down territories. They've moved the ball across to midfield. So good news.
Kale Frazier.
Eli Hallauer getting around to the outside. I think that means that both him and the coaching staff have faith that his calf is going to be okay. Now Holt needs another big conversion.
Correction, that was Frazier again on the carry. Got a half yard. Third and three. And now movement again for the right side of the line for Holton. And that's going to be a tight end in Caden Gale, who took off. And now from third and three to third and eight, back to the Holton 49. Monster pre-snap penalties.
It's been multiple guys, too. It's not the same guy. It's many guilty parties tonight and just inopportune times. Third and eight for this offense is so much more difficult than third and three.
3 minutes into the third quarter, 10-0. Holton trails here at Hayden.
Confusion out there on Holton's alignment. Now they get all three guys in the backfield. Double tight wishbone.
Hallauer down, takes a chest high snap. And bouncing it to the outside is Abbott Hundley, and he'll have enough for a first down.
What a great run. Third and eight, and he goes and gets 10 yards on that run.
Some of these fakes are starting to get me all the way up here in the press box now. Hundley again, and he could have been stopped maybe 4 or 5 yards shy of that first down, but he is a big body with good athleticism. Back to Hayden's side of the field to the 40, big run, and the chains move.
Trivia question for you, Brandon. What position did Abbott Hundley play last year? Do you remember last year?
Oh.
He was on the offensive line.
I thought they, was he going to be like left guard or right tackle?
He was a tackle, and now he's wearing 21. He's in the backfield.
That's pretty good athleticism there, moving from the O-line to a tailback position, but a big first down conversion. And here on first and 10 at the 40, and not much here. Jackson again on the carry. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, no gain. Good pursuit up front by the Hayden line. Second down and 10 coming up at the Hayden 40, about 4 minutes into this second half, and now we got an injured player for Hayden.
This will be the eighth play of the drive coming up, but here's what's good for Holton. They've converted a third and six and a third and eight just a moment ago. So the The Wildcats have some momentum, and they're trying to go on a drive similar that Hayden did to start the game tonight. Key is obviously getting points.
And third and six, third and eight that you just said, both of those coming after five-yard penalties.
Right.
So they overcame 2 5-yard penalties to get those first downs.
These penalties have been a problem since week one for Holton. I keep thinking that eventually they're going to dwindle down, but, man, penalties all season long for the Cats have kind of haunted them a bit.
Game tonight presented by Rainbow Communications. District championship on the line. Looks like the injured Hayden Wildcat, Kate Mitchell, their sophomore running back, playing in the defensive backfield. He's their backup corner, but been seeing some time up under his own power.
Looks pretty good jogging off the field, so I think he'll be back.
Ready to go. So Mitchell, good to go. He's on to the sidelines, but a big second down and 10 play coming up here for Holton's offense. First drive of the second half, 8:05 to go in this third period. 10-0, Hayden's lead. And this is a Hayden defense that has not given up a point since week three. 14.5 quarters, they have not allowed a point. Here's Hundley right side, again, that big body to the 35, and a late flag from the backside.
Well, Barnett and one of the Hayden
linemen. And now another one.
Got tangled up, and Barnett, dang it. So Barnett got tangled up with the Hayden lineman. The Hayden lineman kind of tossed him at the end of the play and got a 15-yard penalty, but Barnett looks over at the player and starts clapping, and so I think he just got flagged as well. I think this is going to be offsetting 15-yard unsportsmanlike penalties.
Well, let's see, and potentially negate a nice run by Hundley, but let's see. They're looking here to the Hayden sideline, but they're pointing also to Hayden's side, so I think you're right. After the play, personal fouls by both teams.
Personal foul defense. Personal foul offense.
That call is correct. Offset, so they replay the down.
Again, Holton had 15 yards, but we could walk away from it, and we give the 15 yards right back. So here's another big third down conversion.
Third down and five.
That was post-possession, so that play counts. So third and five coming up.
So he got five. It was a second and 10 play where Hundley got five. So it's after the play. So it is third down and five at the Hayden 35. Can they get another one?
Get positive yards.
Allauer takes the snap. They give it to Hundley. Stiff arms a man. Gets to the outside. He's going to be close to the stick on the far sideline, but it looks like they're going to mark him a yard shy. And it's going to bring up fourth down and one just shy of the Hayden 30. 7:37 to go in the third quarter. Hayden has a 10-0 lead. This is Holton's first drive of the second half.
Hayden just brought four new defensive players onto the field, so kind of a goal line, expecting something up the middle here. They're going to load up the box.
Fourth down and one, biggest play of the second half. They need a yard. Can Holton get it? Allauer takes the snap low. They go to Hundley, big body. Why not? Good play call. It's enough for a first down.
Abbott runs so well, and he's headed downfield, runs hard. We saw the stiff arm on the previous play. And there's no doubt when Abbott gets the football, he lowers his head and shoulders and gets what he can straight ahead. There's no dancing or waiting for a hole or looking for anything to develop. He runs hard right when he gets the handoff.
He is a load.
Fourth down and one conversion there. So first and 10 inside the Hayden 30. Looks like Hundley again gets the touch or across the 25. Inside the 25, or correction, that's Jackson on the carry. Gets to the 24, gain of about three. So the combination of Jackson, Frazier, and Hundley.
12 plays on this drive. Just keep getting positive yards if you're Holton. Four down territory, just positive yards on every play all the way to the end zone.
About to eat up halfway of this third quarter. Second down and six. It's time to go back to Hundley, right guard, and he slipped over his own foot, but he falls forward inside the 20 to the 18 for a gain of six. And he looks to be right on the stick. Could have been a little bit more, but nonetheless, another Holton first down.
This is Holton football right here. This is eating up the clock, getting positive yards, staying ahead of the sticks. Now they've got to execute inside the red zone. For the second time tonight, inside the 20-yard line, got to come away with a touchdown here.
First half, they had it inside the 10 on third and one, ultimately turned it over on downs. But they're back in the red zone here as they go to Jackson, right side, gets through a couple defenders, and then he is stacked up and dropped down forward progress to the 14. So he gets 4 yards, good gain on first and 10, makes it second down and six just inside the 15.
Holton had 5 first downs in the first half. They've got 4 first downs on this drive.
Again, this is a Hayden defense that has not allowed a point since week three. They keep subbing different bodies out there. Does Hayden defensively continuing to get positive yardage down the field?
Second down and a long six in the red zone for Holton, trailing Hayden 10-0. They go back to Hundley right side, and that is a body they just need to continue to use in the run game. And he's going to get good yardage just shy of the first down. He'll be a yard of it. But he gets inside the 10, and this is the same scenario that we saw in the first half. Third and one inside the 10, and then two plays later, it was a turnover on downs. I doubt you see something like that again. Or for Holton, you don't want that to happen again. But this is literally the same scenario that we saw in the first half where they could not convert.
We won't see the toss on this play. No, that will not happen. Abbott Hundley has seven carries on this drive.
Third and one, and the ball is popped out. Jackson couldn't hold it, and Hayden says they have it. Let's wait and see.
I didn't even want to mention anything about self-destructing because, of course, that's what has happened to Holton. It's what happened the first time they had it in the red zone, and it happens again here.
Hayden football. Jackson on the exchange by Hallauer. I don't even think he got a good grasp on it. Kind of popped off his chest and into the pile. And once again, on third and one from inside the 10, a little bit different of a way to do it, but ultimately another turnover for Holton's offense. And they had churned 7 minutes off the clock here in the third quarter, and they come away empty-handed.
15 plays from their own 36 to the Hayden 8.
And they come up empty.
Turnover of the night.
So Hayden's going to take over, going into this strong breeze. 5 minutes to go in this third quarter, leading 10-0.
Well, as deflating as that was, if you're Holton, you've got to have stops now. It's time for the defense to step up and get this ball back, force Hayden to punt into the wind.
Hayden into the wind from left to right. Their first offensive snap of the third quarter. Looks like the fullback is going to get a nice run across the 15. That's Broderick Desch again. And on first and 10, he'll get to the 16 for a gain of 7. Second down and 3 coming up. That big body just following his left guard for a nice gain. So now Hayden again, a 2-possession lead now under about 4.5 minutes to go. They will churn it and churn it and try to take as much time off as possible. Can Holton get a stop or even a turnover? Second down and 3. It's at 16-yard line. And they go right back. Same play to the fullback. Forward progress right near the first down yardage. Broderick Desch again. And he'll have just enough.
Sorry, Brandon. Cade Mitchell is back out there as well. He'd come off the field defensively a few snaps ago, but he's out there offensively as one of the halfbacks for Hayden, the sophomore.
5'9 sophomore. Saw some carries in the first half, and another first down run for Desch. Makes it first and 10 at the Hayden's own 20-yard line. After a turnover by Holton's offense inside the 10, after a long drive to begin the second half, and there's a nice defensive play on the outside. That's Dom Ridley. And Jackson Bear, the stop. That might have lost a yard. It's going to bring up second down and long. Dom Ridley, again, a senior backup running back. They give him his first touch on an end around, and it got nowhere. So they say he got back to the line of scrimmage. Second down and 10 at the 20. Huge second down play here as we're now at 3:25, clock moving third quarter. Hayden with their first possession of the second half, leading Holton by a score of 10-0. Wallmeyer under center. They go left to right into this strong breeze. Takes the snap, double fake, near side rollout. Looking downfield, crosses body, caught by Schrickel. First down and more to the 35, up near the 37, maybe the 38. And now another late flag is going to come in.
They're going to get a late hit, maybe a targeting, one of the two, after the completion as he was going down, and catch a number to see who it was for Holton. But they're going to tack on another 15 here, Brandon.
Penalties and turnovers coming an issue now for Holton. We've seen Jet Wallmeyer make some good throws throughout the night. The few times that they do throw it, Trickle, the leading receiver for this Hayden team coming into the night, he'll come off after a near 17-18-yard gain on second and 10, and now that looks like they're going to get another 15 to it.
Yeah, they called this targeting against Holton at the end of that play. That was the first time that they really rolled him out to his right, and we've seen him throw against his body, and that was an accurate throw again. He's now completed 6 out of 11 for 56 yards.
When he's got out of the pocket, he's bought himself quite a bit of time, and mentioned in the first half, especially early in that first quarter, did a good job being patient, not forcing anything, and finding a man.
So after the penalty, it's into Holton territory at the 49. 3:02 to go, third quarter. 10-0 the Hayden lead. A first down snap. Desch, the fullback, trying to spin away from a couple, and he's able to fall forward near the 45. What could have been a loss of a yard turns into a 3-yard gain for the big body fullback. It'll be 2nd and 7.
Abbott Hundley's holding up the shoe, and the fullback's like, hey, got a shoe here. Anybody missing a shoe? Desch's shoe came off during that play. He still got about 3 yards after being hit right at the line of scrimmage. A couple spins, and still got positive yards.
Well, we talked about it at the half, and Tank, you had mentioned the longest play offensively. Again, for Hayden, they hadn't been explosive, but again, you take out Finn Dunchy, the explosiveness not there, but it's just kind of dink and dunk, and that's what they're doing now. And right now we're at 2:23 in this third quarter and a 10-0 lead. Another double play action, stepping up, throwing far side, and this one is caught by Heinen. Good tackle by Hallauer, and now he is slow to get up again. Heinen again, a sophomore, makes the catch to the 40 for a gain of 6. It'll be 3rd and 1, but again, Hallauer limping to the side. He's got that sleeve again back on his calf. We saw him take it off in the first half, but you could kind of see the frustration as soon as he hit the ground, just dealing with an injury, and he's trying to walk it off gingerly on the sideline.
Hallauer's physically upset with himself, slapping his hands into his helmet. You know, he wants to be out there. He's a competitor. They've taking him off and brought in Andrew Shoup here before this 3rd and 1 play.
Down to the final 90 seconds of this third quarter. Again, Holton got the ball to start the second half. They took over half the time off the clock and worked it into the red zone before a fumble inside the 10 gave it back to Hayden. Can Holton's defense buckle down here? 3rd down and 1 from the Holton 40. Wallmeyer quickly set under center, takes the snap. They go to the big body Desch. He's hit, but again, just too much force, just moving straight north and south. He needs one. He gets two. It's a first down carry.
I mean, he only has to take about 2 steps and fall forward, and he's going to get a yard or two on every carry. That's a pretty sure bet there on short yardage, I think, to go to the fullback.
He's a big back, but he's also got that low center of gravity.
Tell you what, some NFL teams, not going to name any who, but on 3rd and 1 plays, you can learn a thing or two by just going right up the middle. 3rd and 1. Let's go north and south. These guys have it all figured out. Big first down run. Late third quarter, final minutes. That breeze is howling. Wallmeyer, design keeper, grabbed by the shoestrings, gets away from a tackler, gets to the 35, maybe the 34 for a gain of 4. 2nd down coming up, and that's going to take us to near the end of the quarter. See if they have to run one more play. 30 seconds and counting. Axtell has won their game tonight against Frankfurt, 46-0. That game was on KMZA 92.1.
They'll be joining us, it sounds like, here in a few minutes after Axtell's undefeated run continues. Beat Frankfurt tonight. Scoring updates, of course, courtesy of Holt House Auto House in Fairview. How many Holt House vehicles have you seen today? One other scoring update we got just after halftime. Atchison stretched out their lead 20-0 over Perry, and Sabatha was dominating 48-0 at Horton.
Well, can Holton put something together in the final 12 minutes? We'll see. They'll need something to go their way here as Hayden is driving here with a 10-0 lead as we have hit the end of the third quarter. We'll step aside. Fourth quarter action coming your way next here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Holton Family Medicine, now offering weight loss management services with Dr. Lee Cheney, specializing in obesity medicine, now offers weight management and counseling services on nutrition, exercise, behavioral changes, and medication management. Contact Holton Family Medicine to schedule your appointment at 785-364-2126 or visit online for more information at HoltonHospital.com. Holton Family Medicine at Holton Community Hospital. Quality care close to home.
Today is the day. After countless hours of research, cutting back expenses, and 9 months of anxiously waiting for her, today is the day you finally bring home your new car. It's also the day to protect her with an auto policy from Shelter Insurance. Our policies are competitively priced and include new car replacement coverage if anything were to happen to your new baby.
For a free insurance quote, see Dan Lears in Hiawatha or Don Fate in Holton.
Kansaland Radio.
fourth quarter we go. Hayden trying to stay undefeated. They lead Holton here 10-0 with the ball, second and six at the Holton 34. District champion will be crowned in this game, and now a double fake, and now Schrickel on a double end around, has a lot of room, 35-30, 25-20, inside the 15, down to the 10. The biggest play of the night on offense, and now some extracurricular activity, and there's another late flag, and we got pushing and shoving on the other side of the field.
That gain's going to go for 24 yards. They finally found a way to get a player into space with the double reverse. Schrickel with a big run, and lots of pushing and shoving, maybe offsetting. Hayden's fired up, mainly because of the big play. 24 yards on the play, found some running room. And
well, there's multiple flags. Both teams certainly were guilty there. I don't know, again, we don't know if words are said, but they're shoving on both sides for sure.
A lot of flags on the field. Flags go flying, and referees just trying to catch numbers on who's doing what.
Well, Hayden's lead is 10-0, and now threatening to score again here early in the fourth, which, again, if Hayden is able to hang on and win this ball game, Holton can certainly go back, look at a couple possessions where twice they had it inside the 10. One ended in a turnover on downs in the first half, and then their drive here in the third quarter after 15 plays, as it is going to be offsetting penalties after the play.
They called it unsportsmanlike on both, so those are different than a personal foul. Whoever it was, the guilty party is going to have their number written down. A second unsportsmanlike leads to an ejection. So not just a personal foul that means nothing, at least names were written down.
But again, the biggest play for Hayden's offense all night. They've just been kind of dinking and dunking down the field. That was their most explosive play on a double reverse, and then Schrickel again, as you said, 24 yards inside the 15. First and 10 at the 14 for Hayden. Early fourth quarter with a 10-0 lead, trying to add more. Wallmeyer under center, Desch the fullback. He climbs through a couple defenders inside the 10. He'll get to about the 9, maybe 8-yard line, depending on the spot, but a good first down carry.
Holt's got somebody slow getting up. You know, we've had offsetting penalties now a couple times, Tank, and, you know, those are the penalties that don't even show up when we talk about total penalties and total penalty yards at the end of the night. When they're offsetting, you don't record them for both of those teams. So, you know, we talked about how big of a problem penalties have been, and that's even with, you know, like two 15-yard penalties tonight. There'll be 30 that aren't going to show up in the final stat sheet. And sometimes it's retaliation or, in one case tonight, you know, applauding the other team getting a penalty and you get one slapped back in your face. It's just those little things that are as much mental as anything else, most of Holton's penalties. I think it's Trevor Barnett is down.
Kale Frazier, actually.
Or Frazier is
player down for Holton.
I saw the six. It's 26, not 56. He was only able to play one way last week. He didn't play any offense, only played defense after missing some of the week with an injury, but looks like he's okay.
Who got that last carry?
He walked off the field.
That last ball carrier was that?
That was Desch.
Desch again, okay.
Using him a lot, though, without Dunshee tonight. They gave him for 5.
13 carries, 47 yards for Broderick Desch.
Came into tonight's game with 43 carries. They've been using him quite a bit, but Hayden threatening to add to this 10-point lead early in the fourth quarter. Inside the 10, second and 5. And this is Mitchell who gets this carry. Patient, slowly following his blockers. Looks like he gets to the 4, close to a first down. Or correction, that was Dom Ridley. And just shy of it, 3rd and 1 from the 4.
Converted to 3rd and 1 earlier on this drive. Remember, Hayden started at their own 8-yard line. This is the 12th play of the drive coming up for them. Similar to their drive in the first quarter to start the night.
Only the second drive combined between the two teams here, and we're already nearly 2 minutes into this fourth quarter, but a chance for Hayden to extend on their lead. And they go to Desch, the fullback. He's going to have the first down. It'll be 1st and goal from about the 1. If I'm Hayden, I hand it to him 4 straight times.
Well, Tate just gave us the stats, and he's averaging over 3 yards per carry. So, yeah, 3.5 yards, if you give it to him 3 times in a row, you get a first down every 3 plays.
So it's going to be 1st and goal from inside the 2.
Has he been
I think we've only made one tackle behind the line of scrimmage tonight,
and
Holton has.
And it wasn't him, right?
Yeah, he's had positive yards on every single play.
He gained at least 1 yard on every carry. And, you know, that's you look at this, this is going to be the difference in the game, it looks like. As Aiden's inside the 10-yard line, and they're executing in short yardage situations, getting ready to punch another one in, and Holton just didn't.
First and goal from the two. And the give to, I believe, Mitchell falls forward into the end zone for a touchdown. Nope, it's Dom Ridley. So they've been using Ridley here on this drive, a backup running back, and now another flag is thrown late. More extracurricular stuff, but it's 16-0. Dom Ridley, a 2-yard touchdown run, the 5'8 senior backup running back, and I think frustrations, or is this maybe a penalty against the Wildcats? This might be an illegal shift.
I think they're going to say it's good, and they're giving Holton the option of either taking it on the try or on the kickoff.
Okay.
I think it might be after the play.
Well, it looked like the flag was thrown after the touchdown by Ridley, but I thought I had seen maybe the motion for an illegal shift. But, again, the flag was thrown late. So if it stands, a 2-yard touchdown by Dom Ridley has made it Hayden 16, Holton nothing, not quite 2 minutes into this fourth quarter.
13 plays, 92 yards. Hayden only had to snap it twice on third down, and both of those snaps were third and one. They were able to convert.
So this is going to be an after the play. So the touchdown stands. It's going to be a dead ball, unsportsmanlike, against Hayden, and Holton will take it on the kickoff.
So regardless, the touchdown stands. As Dom Ridley... Now, 6 rushing touchdowns for Ridley this season. And now the extra point try by Becker, who had drilled that 39-yarder right before the half, trying to make it 17-0. Count the win behind him, more than enough to get that one through. And he splits it. 10-11 to go in the game. Hayden leading Holton 17-0. We'll step aside back after a timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
What's going on in the real estate market? Can I move right now? Will my property sell? Do these questions sound familiar to you? Simply put, there's always a need somewhere for homeowners to move. Your property will sell, and you'll find the perfect home for you. Take advantage of the current market because it's shockingly an exciting market to be a part of. Contact the Sarah Fox team of Stone & Story Real Estate and set up your consultation today by calling 785-364-0424. The Sarah Fox team, Stone & Story Real Estate Group. It's their passion. It's your lifestyle.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
There you go. You're back on. Might have to redial then, or what? Are we just...
No matter where your home field is, DynaGrow Seed is at home on any acre. With a proven track record for consistent performance year after year, DynaGrow Seed delivers innovative seed solutions to maximize your local acre. Purchase confidently, knowing you have a partner to connect your land with the right seed hybrids and varieties for your local conditions. Book your seed today at your local Nutrien Ag Solutions or visit DynaGrowSeed.com to learn more. DynaGrow Seed, your home field advantage.
With record-breaking enrollment, great new facilities, and top-notch activities, Kansas Wesleyan University is the place to be. Whether you want to study nursing, elementary education, criminal justice, or social work, our academic programs will open doors for your future, all while you participate in activities like music, theater, or athletics. Learn more about why KWU is the place to be by visiting kwu.edu. That's kwu.edu.
Hello. I'm Nils Bergston from Bergston Insurance in Holton. I understand the importance of finding the right insurance. As a local guy who owns my own home, farm, and business, I've been in your shoes. Whether you need coverage for your home, auto, Medicare supplemental, or simply to compare coverage for your lifestyle, we're here for you. Count on us, a name you can trust, to provide the protection and peace of mind you deserve. Contact me today at 785-364-3771 for personalized insurance solutions.
KNZA.
Well, after the kickoff, a penalty by Holton has them backed up inside their own 5-yard line, trailing now 17-0 here with 10 minutes to go in the game. Struggling here against number three ranked team in the state in Hayden. Here is Hallauer, quarterback keeper, gets outside the numbers, 10, 15, busted out of bounds, and he'll get all the way out to near the 17 for a gain of 14 and a first down. And Hallauer, boy, he has been battling that injury throughout the course of the game, and boy, credit that senior quarterback playing through some pain.
No doubt. Kel Frazier got a nice lead block here on the outside for Eli, and it's everything he can do just to stand on his own 2 feet right now, let alone the football he just did there from the four, clear out to the 18-yard line. What a gutty effort by Eli.
So first down and 10. Bolton needs to get something going quickly. They got 9:56 to go, trailing 17-0. And this is Jackson on the run, left side. He's at the 30, 35, and all the way brought down at the 40 for a gain of 22 yards roughly, and another big carry, and a good drive starting here for the Holton Wildcats. Can they get something going?
And they go back to the counter play as they had the quarterback keeper on the first play of the drive, and then it goes for 15 yards. The counter play back to Jackson. He's had a nice night with that play almost exclusively. That's now 11 carries for 83 yards, and that one goes for 22.
First down and 10, back-to-back runs, and another false start. Second time we've seen Caden Gale, the tight end on the right side, jump a little early. So after two big runs, a five-yard penalty makes it first and 15, back to the 35.
Getting going hasn't been the problem, but finishing has been the problem, and then self-destruction like this, another penalty that happens along the way, just makes things that much more difficult. You know, besides the penalty, I mean, hold that good momentum after those two plays, and boom, that penalty just kills your momentum, at least for a moment.
Hallauer takes a knee-high snap. This is Frazier on the give, right guard, falls forward, not quite the 5 yards back. He gets four to the 39. Second down and 11, 9 minutes to go, clock moving in this game. Hayden, the 17-0 lead. Again, they have not allowed a point since week three, trying to post their fourth consecutive shutout. But Holton now facing a second and 11 from the 39. Here is Jackson left side, and a good open field tackle by Hine in the corner. Gain of about three, maybe four. Could have been a little bit more if Hine doesn't get the stop, but a third down and long scenario. It'll be third down and seven, shy of the 45.
3 and 4 yards of play is perfectly fine when it's first and 10, but when it's first and 15, you got to have 5 yards of play to move the sticks.
So a big third down play coming up. Hayden's lead is 17-0 here. 8.5 minutes to go in the game. Hayden, number three in the state, now a whistle and a flag. And some movement again.
That will be the 11th accepted penalty against Holton tonight. 11 flags for 73 yards.
How many of those have been false starts? Half
One,
of them?
One, two, three, four, five, six or seven.
Well, now third down and 12.
8 5-yard penalties. I think one was an encroachment penalty.
Well, the clock's moving. About 4 minutes into this fourth quarter, 17-0, the Hayden lead, and now Holton facing third down and 12 from the 38-yard line, moving into this strong, cool breeze. Well, again, we'll talk about it in the postgame, but not many trips in the red zone for either team, but Hayden has converted when they've been there. Holton has not. And the stats are very similar, but again, some crucial penalties and turnovers have hurt Holton tonight. Here's a pitch. Hundley on an option. Has a lot of room. 40, 45, 50, 45, 40. Down the right sideline. 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5. Holton touchdown. How about a 62-yarder on an option right outside the numbers and then back down the middle of the field. And it's a 17-6 game at 7:34 to go.
Not only does he run hard and powerful, but the converted lineman, when he gets in the open field, has a pretty darn good speed as well. Great job by Hallauer to get that pitch out in the space to Hundley early and allow him to make play.
Got a block from Kyler Jackson and then got one all the way down the field from Dalton Roush, running all the way down to about the 20-yard line. A big run there, 62 yards, and Holton gets the big option play and gets on the board.
62-yard touchdown run on an option right near side. Abbott Hundley, his fourth touchdown of the season. And all of a sudden, his game got a little interesting with 7.5 to go.
You know, Brandon, I was talking to Coach Barta this summer, and something Holton does, they're in the pistol formation. They've been doing that now for about a decade. They haven't done that the entire time that Coach Brooks Barta has been here. And I asked him, you know, what's the thought process behind that? And didn't get a real great answer, but he said, you know, for whatever reason, we get better angles in our option game. And you saw it right there. Eli Hallauer got to the corner, was able to make a timely pitch to his running back to get the lead block out front of him, and Abbott Hundley off to the races. Nobody catching number 21. He's got 148 yards and a touchdown tonight.
That is a 96-yard drive. They started at their 4-yard line and, of course, got a couple big chunks of it early, but even able to overcome the penalty. Six plays, 94 yards on the scoring drive. 62, the last came from Abbott Hundley.
As always, our scoring drives are brought to you by Wilson Tire. When selection and service matter, choose Matt and Terry Wilson at Wilson Tire in Holton. Find them online, WilsonTireKS.com. Well, it is not over yet. That was a much-needed touchdown, and finally, and now the Holton kick team tried a little squib kick, but the fullback Desch jumping on it. I should say it looked like Conrad, one of the linebackers. But it's a 17-7 Hayden lead. It's 7.5 minutes to go, but now Hayden's offense is going to have it first and 10 at the 46. Well, you know Hayden's going to run it. You know they're capable of grinding this thing down. Can Holton force a turnover? Can they force a three and out? I don't think Hayden will have a problem punting if they have to. They got the win behind them.
The Holton offense, Brandon, we said it early, 93 yards rushing last week. They have 274 yards on the ground tonight after that big Hundley run.
But again, a turnover on downs inside the 10 in the first half, a turnover on a fumble inside the 10 in the third quarter. And not much here on this right side give. It is Cade Mitchell on the carry. He gets one, maybe two. They'll give him maybe a yard and a half. So second down, we'll call it 9 yards to go. It looks like they back it up a little bit for just a gain of a yard to the 47. 7:14, clock moving. Second and 9. Hayden taking their time in what is now a 17-7 game after a 62-yard run on an option by Abbott Hundley, who's turning himself in a pretty wonderful evening.
Clock is the ally of the Hayden Wildcats here, taking their time, going to use every ounce of the play clock that they can.
Wallmeyer under center, taking every bit of it. Play action, faking to Schrickle, throws it here to the near side. It is caught by Heinen, makes the man miss. 40, 35, 30, down the sideline, 20, 15, and out of bounds inside the 15.
Ooh.
And
he
now
slipped on the track. It wasn't a late hit, but once he got his cleats on the asphalt track, he went down hard.
Brady Heinen, the junior wide receiver, put his cleat in the grass. And that is a monster play for the Hayden offense inside the red zone again on a big pass play with a 10-point lead at 6:42 to go.
That goes for 40 yards on the pass and catch.
And that was, majority of that was yards after catch. He caught it here on the near side, put his foot in the ground, and turned upfield quickly and not in the right spots to make a good play, and just a nice individual effort. So we'll get a timeout here at 6:40 to go. Holton had built a little bit of momentum, but Hayden's trying to take it all back as we're coming up on the halfway point of this fourth quarter. Hayden is driving. 17-7, their lead against Holton. We'll step aside. Our timeouts are brought to you by Schlegel's Homegrown Popcorn of Whiting.
I am Christy Wilson with Kellerman Insurance. The insurance markets are seeing some turbulent times that you may see reflected in your premiums and coverages. As an independent agent, we represent multiple carriers, so give Kellerman Insurance a call to review your policies. We value each of our customers and strive to build a solid relationship with you. With over 123 years combined experience, we have also seen a thing or two and are here to help. Check out our website at KellermanInsurance.com.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Alongside Justin Fluke, Mike Tanking, Kyler and Ethan with the Holton Channel, Colin Felkamp, our studio producer. I'm Brandon Tabman. Welcome in our listeners who are listening to that top five eight-man showdown between Axtell and Frankfort on 92.1. Axtell, number one team, showed it again. Big win over the Wildcats. And here we got the battle of Wildcats in Class 3A, Holton and Hayden. Hayden right now, though, a 17-7 lead. With under 7 minutes to go in the game, they just got a big pass conversion now inside the red zone. Trying to take the momentum back after Holton had a nice little play. Here's a toss to Schrickle, right side, being chased by Jackson. He can't get there, and he gets inside the 10. And we've seen that play multiple times where they get Schrickle to the outside. the leading receiver for this team, and a good first down carry. He'll get 7, maybe 8. Second down and short yardage inside the Holton 10 as we're coming up inside the final 6 minutes in this game. And Hayden, touchdown here, pretty much probably puts the game away. Holton had opportunities. Again, a couple of turnovers early, a turnover on downs in the first half when they were inside the 10, and then their first drive of the third quarter, they had worked 7 minutes off the clock and had it inside the Hayden 10, and then fumbled an exchange on a run play. Here's Desch, the fullback, and he's gobbled up immediately for no gain. It'll bring up 3rd and 2. But again, the clock is not on the side of Holton right now as we're at 5:40 and going. Only the second time I think Desch has not gained a yard. I think he had one negative play, but... So we're at 5.5 minutes, clock moving. I think Holton's defense trying to do everything they can to force a turnover. But Hayden in no hurry with a 10-point lead at now 5:15 to go. They're still in the huddle.
They're going to call a timeout here and talk about this third down play maybe.
Yep.
The back judge counts off the final 5, and now they'll take the timeout and stop the clock here at 5:03 remaining.
So Bill Arnold, Hayden head coach, takes that timeout. 5:03 to go in this game. Hayden on the move, trying to put this one away. A 17-7 lead against Holton. District championship is on the line. We'll step aside for a timeout. We're back after this.
At Ronkirk's Body Shop, their experienced staff will assist you when you most need assistance. Making friends by accident since 1983, Ronkirk's Body Shop will get you back on the road in no time. From painless dent repair to body work, they do it all. With newer vehicles being built with aluminum, many shops can't assist. Have no fear, Kirk's is here. See Ron, Teresa, or Derek today and become a part of the family tradition since 1983. Ronkirk's Body Shop in Holton, Kansas, taking the dents out of accidents.
Kansaland Radio.
Well, Hayden, number 3 in the state, trying to move to 7-0 and clinch a district championship. They got 3rd and 3 at the Holton 6 after this timeout, leading 17-7. By the way, that touchdown by Abbott Hundley, the first points the Hayden defense had given up since week 3. Schrickle on a reverse, bumps into his own man, somehow shimmies his way inside the 5. He's got a first down. Maybe inside the 2, and it'll be 1st and goal.
Yeah, shimmy is a good word. Just kind of slid there once he was stopped with his momentum and only needed a couple yards, so able to get that as Hayden will try to keep this clock moving here and add to a 10-point lead.
There's a lot to dissect in how this game has gone. Holton has had the opportunities throughout the course. Obviously, those 2 big drives where they were inside the 10, one a turnover on downs, the other one a fumble. We say it, if you score 2 times there, this is potentially a 21-17 kind of game. Right now, mistakes and missed opportunities as this is Desch on 1st and goal at the 2, and he's gobbled up. He might have lost a yard. Well, that's not a bad play for Hayden regardless because they can let the clock continue to move. We're at 4:22 and moving south.
Caleb Shermock coming in again. He's been in on a lot of tackles, yeah. Undersized, but not afraid to hit. And he's met Desch a couple times at the point of attack, and he was right there on that one.
Shermock has 3 sacks coming into this game. So certainly a key piece on that defense.
He's probably the smallest guy out there, and he's playing an outside backer position that's kind of a hybrid spot. Comes up, plays a defensive end up on the line of scrimmage most of the time.
So Hayden trying to put this game away at 3:45. Option left. Wallmeyer keeps. He tries to run into the brick wall. Is he in on a second effort? He is. Touchdown. He was hit at the 1 in a second effort. And Wallmeyer is going to punch in his 2nd rushing touchdown of the game. Ultimately puts it away. It's now 23-7 at 3:40 to go.
8 plays, 46 yards. Shoot about 4 minutes. Additionally off the clock, and one thing for Hayden, they have had a few penalties, not near as many as Holton, but they've also done a good job of taking care of the football. No turnovers for Hayden tonight, and in the red zone they've been perfect.
Beckers, extra point, who had the 39-yarder right before the half. He boots it right through, and Hayden's lead is now 24-7 with under 4 minutes to go. We'll step aside for a timeout. Back after this on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Financial advice can be confusing. Denison State Bank can help you sift through the clutter and find clarity. Our staff has decades of experience in helping customers make the right choices. For sound banking guidance, see us in Holton, Hoyt, Meriden, and Topeka.
Denison State Bank, putting your interest at heart.
Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, Hayden trying to put this game away. Under 4 minutes to go. Wallmeyer adds a second rushing touchdown to his game tonight, 24-7 after the PAT. And Holton had the opportunities throughout to keep it interesting, and it was close the whole way until, really, again, separating that as Becker puts that one through the end zone with the wind behind him. And both of these teams are, and obviously get back to it next week, final week of the regular season. Holton will be taking on Jefferson West, a team that's had some struggles throughout this season. And then you get a Hayden team that's going to take on Hiawatha next week.
Non-district game, Hiawatha.
Well, the last couple of years, Hiawatha, it's just been kind of a struggle because they have just been hit by the injury bug the last few years, and they have been losing some of their best players early on in the campaign. Played a very difficult schedule. Here is Hundley, the first play of this drive. He'll get to the line of scrimmage. Maybe that's it, to the 20. Final 3.5 minutes in this game. Of course, we'll have our post-game show. We'll have our player of the game. We'll have a lineman of the game. Go through some of the final numbers, break it down, get you set for the scoreboard show with Jake Amboz. Been tearing it up all year. Here is Jackson on the give, left side, good yardage. Across the 25 to the 27 for a gain of 7. And we're at 3 minutes to go.
Tyler Jackson now 13 carries for 94 yards. Again, Abbott Hundley 18 carries, 148.
We'll check the yardage, but it was pretty much dead even at the half. And, I mean, Holden's yardage is going to be pretty high tonight.
Pretty good chance Holden's going to outgain Hayden in this game.
Third down, a short three. Here's Hundley right side. He's bottled up at the knees and down to the 29. He'll be a yard shy of the first down with now 2.5 minutes to go.
Sure,
Hayden, 24-7. We'll see. Looks like we've got an injured Hayden defender down.
It's been a physical football game. A lot of runs between the tackles, both teams. A lot of
hard hits,
big hits. Couple teams that obviously don't like each other a whole lot. That's become pretty apparent tonight as well.
There's a chance, of course, that they meet again. Could be in sub-state. If they do, that would be the game, like they met twice a year ago. And I think if you're a Holton fan, you walk away from this game, even if you lose by 17, the current margin right now, and feel like you can play with them. I mean, again, a couple times inside the 10-yard line that you just weren't able to capitalize and score. You take away some of the other costly penalties, and I think, just like we were talking with Holton's total yardage being more than Hayden. I mean, there's no reason to think that Holton isn't one of the top teams again the way they've played here tonight on the eastern side of the 3A bracket.
It's weird, and then we'll talk about this in the post game, I'm sure, but you know, you look at this Holton team, and a week ago you're trying to figure out, where is this team's ceiling? I'm not sure. And then tonight you're like, wow, there's some ceiling here. You know, there's some things to clean up. There's some things that they can do to be better, and they've been okay tonight.
Fall below 500 here with the loss. Holton will be 3-4. They've only had one losing season in the last 26 years. That was in 2018.
Here's Jackson again. He'll have a first down across the 30 to the 32. Keeps it moving at 2:15 to go. Jackson's been solid. Yeah, near 100 yards for him. And Hundley's already at 150 after, of course, that 62-yard touchdown run not too long ago.
Well, that's the best thing for Holton is that they came and played a much better game here tonight than they did last week. This was a team that just executed better. They played harder, and there's a lot to build from.
Option right. This is the play that Hundley scored, 62 yards. He gets outside the numbers 40, and he's tripped up at the 44. Conrad in on the stop.
Flag back at the 35.
Kind of around where he was turning up the field, and
they're going to get a hold perhaps against Tyler Jackson on the edge. I didn't really see it, but that's what they're going to call.
Well, that was literally the same play call where he went 62 yards, and
Coach Barta is not so sure on the far sideline trying to figure that one out.
Double-digit penalties tonight for Holton, and a lot of them have been pre-snap false start penalties. So it was a nice run. Take it off the board. It's going to be first down and 20 back to the 25, as that breeze is certainly picking up. Final 2 minutes. Here is Hallauer on a keeper. Cuts it up in between the hash marks. Taken down from behind. He'll get pretty much that yardage back after the penalty up near the 34.
This has been one of Eli's better games running the football. 7 carries, 22 yards. That's a little deceiving because he lost some yards on a sack, and he gets credited for the negative yards on that botched pitch in the first half as well, but he's been pretty good on the perimeter.
A lot of heart, because as we've talked about, battling that calf injury, he's gutted it out here tonight.
24-7, the Hayden lead. Frazier gets a dive carry. He'll get maybe a yard to the 35, just down to a few plays left in this game, 1:15 to go. So Frazier again gets one, third down and 8. At the 35, and the final minute left in this game, Hayden's going to move to 7-0, clinch a district title. Here's Jackson left side, upended at the 40. Gain of 5, fourth down and short coming up.
Puts him over 100 yards, so Holton with two guys north of the century mark rushing here again tonight.
Final 45 seconds, and again we'll break it all down in the post-game show. Fourth down and 4. Hallauer sets up shop at the 40, takes the snap, they give it to Jackson, first down, leaps over a man, nice broken tackle there, he gets all the way up near midfield to the 49, a gain of about 9.
That play's been there pretty much all night, every single time they've ran it, it seems like.
You said in the pregame, Justin, that balancing out the line, putting Barnett and Roush at the tackle position, see if they could find some weaknesses, find some advantages, and it became apparent pretty early that that counter play to the left side with Kyler Jackson tonight was going to be an effective play. 16 carries, 112 yards, and having a hard time remembering any rushing attempts by him that weren't that play.
Final 24 seconds in the game. Clock stopped. He was out of bounds right near midfield. 24-7, Hayden about to lock this up, and Hallauer drops the snap on the exchange. And turnover or not, that might be the final play of the game.
Hallauer got it back.
So Holton recovers, but the final 10 seconds will run off the clock, and this should be ball game. Well, Holton lining up. They got 2 seconds. They will try to maybe get a snap off. They do, and they do not. Well, they still tried, and that's going to be the ball game. Well, Hayden, number 3 in the state, is going to move to 7-0. They clinch a Class 3A District 4 title. Holton battled, certainly, but coming up short here on the road. Final score, Hayden 24, Holton 7. And our post-game show is next. It is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling is the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. Hayden wins over Holton 24-7. Talk about it when we come back here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Over? Did you say over? Nothing is over until we decide it is.
Hey, this is Ryan Limpool.
And this is Chris Seymour.
Stick around after the break
for the Be Outdoors Real Estate Postgame Show on 103.9 KNZA Hiawatha.
Lifetime Eye Care of Holton is the premier eye care facility with 3 local doctors, Leslie Gallagher, Nikki Mirpool, and Stacy Mehus. These eye docs will wow you with their dedication to providing excellence in patient care, clinical education, and optical services with the very best and latest technology on site. Lifetime Eye Care also provides the highest quality lenses, frames, and contacts to correct your vision and protect your eye health. Online at lifetimeholton.com or stop by for advanced eye care with a hometown touch. Lifetime Eye Care is on the south side of the Holton Square. When you need a handyman, call John's Repair in Holton. From portable welding services to HVAC, heat, and air, John McManacle will fix the job right. Call 969-6400 for John's Repair. They even give a discount to senior citizens. 969-6400 for John's Repair in Holton.
Need some team spirit? How about Lasting Impressions? Your apparel headquarters is Lasting Impressions in Northeast Kansas, specializing in screen printing, embroidery, vinyl graphics, and more. Located off Highway 75 in Holton, Lasting Impressions, where fan enthusiasm begins.
We are excited to let you know that the Farmer State Bank is updating our Touch Banking mobile banking app to an FSB-branded app.
That's Leslie Smith, Vice President of Farmer State Bank in Holton.
When you log into the Touch Banking app, you'll be prompted to update the app. At that time, the new FSB app will be downloaded to your phone. Please call or come in with any questions. We'd be happy to help.
That's what I like about Farmer State Bank.
In Holton, member FDIC.
KVN Telephone Company, we have internet speeds of up to 1 gigabyte per second. We know how essential high-speed internet is for your work, entertainment, and staying connected with loved ones. That's why we're here to transform your online experience.
No more staring at loading screens, no more interruptions during your favorite shows, and no more video game lag. Join the thousands of satisfied customers who have already embraced the future of internet connectivity with JVN Telephone Company. Experience the freedom of seamless online existence. Say goodbye to slow internet and hello to the future. Contact JVN Telephone Company today.
Keeping you connected to what's most important since 1955.
Kansaland Radio.
Our post-game coverage, it is brought to you by Be Outdoors Real Estate. Buying or selling, use the best in the business for recreational, residential, and agricultural real estate. District champs, Class 3A, District Number 4, Number 3, Hayden. 24-7 their win tonight against Holton. Again, Brandon Tabman alongside Mike Tanking, Justin Fluke, everyone here with the Holton Channel, Colin Feldkamp, our studio producer. Well, guys, just kind of a quick thought. Again, there were multiple opportunities throughout the course of this game for Holton to take advantage, getting inside the red zone, a turnover on down to the first half, a key fumble early in the second half, and then the couple opportunities that Hayden was able to get inside the 20, they were able to capitalize, but a lot you could take away from this game either way.
Almost every single game, right? If you ask a coach what a key is, they're going to say we got to limit our mistakes. We can't have penalties, turnovers. We can't beat ourselves. And I feel like Holton beat themselves tonight as much as Hayden beat them. I feel like if these two teams that we saw tonight line up and play 10 times, both teams might win 5. But, you know, the big difference for Holton is that they self-destructed. They're the ones that had the turnover. They had way more penalties. Some of those penalties came at untimely situations. And, of course, you know, the two opportunities that we have heavily documented when they got inside the 10-yard line, they came up empty. Holton's only touchdown on a 62-yard run by Abbott Huntley in the second half. But I feel like it's just those couple lost opportunities for Holton. But I think they showed that they're as good as the number 3 ranked team in the state on their home field, an undefeated team. I thought they just played with more intensity. I saw more passion from the Holton Wildcats. And like Tank alluded to earlier, there was a big question mark after last week. And the coaches in the locker room last week with Holton after the game, pretty honest. They said, you know, this is a disappointing, this is a bad, ugly loss, and it's going to be, you know, up to you guys where we go from here, because this is a really bad loss. That there just wasn't any excuses even to be made last week in the 21-0 Rossville defeat. Holton was almost humiliated a little bit, and so to see the Wildcats show that fire and hunger and bounce back and play with passion and intensity and play hard here tonight, I think is a great sign. They didn't get the win, but they know what they need to fix. They know what they need to do better, and there's a hopefully a lot of season left. You know, obviously Jeff West at home next week, but I think Colton, if they play like this, Tank will have a chance to make a playoff run.
Yeah, I agree. I think that this loss, you know, it's not one that you're going to, you know, not really going to swallow this one real well, just because, like you said, a lot of mistakes kind of beat yourselves, but it does at least allow you to forget about last week. You get done with that game, and I said this during the broadcast, and it's like, man, I don't know what this team's even capable of at this point. This was a bad loss. There's just no yards, no passion, no energy, a lot of mistakes, just did not look good. And we still had quite a few mistakes we saw here tonight. But it was a team that was able to move the ball, rush for over 200 yards in the second half against a defense that, let's face it, Hayden's defense is fast. They tackle well. They've not given up, as Brandon alluded to in the broadcast, haven't given up any points this year. And Holton was able to move the ball up and down the field against them, and really without a whole lot of resistance until they got inside the 10-yard line and had two missed opportunities down there that really, really hurt. And you know, Hayden, gave him a different look. We saw a seven-man front. We saw a six-man front. We know Holton's going to run the ball when it's this windy. It's too windy to stack BBs. You might as well keep running the football, right? Well, they did, and they rushed for over 300 yards tonight and did a lot of things nice offensively. But, you know, and you want to win playoff games in the late part of the season, you can't make those mistakes. You've got to be able to be the team that makes those plays in the red zone. You've got to make sure that you're the one that's fundamentally sound and you finish those drives with touchdowns.
24-7, Hayden gets the win. Let's get to a couple more stats here, brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Providing the help you need when you need it, visit member firms Holton Tax Services and Holton, Mike Tankin, Kay Onlin, Michelle Callison, or NEK Tax Services in Whiting with Jacob Yingst and Courtney Brockhoff. And Mike, again, you mentioned kind of the rushing numbers, and Holton was certainly able to move the ball, and the yardages doesn't necessarily tell what the scoreboard says.
Yeah, it actually, again, Holton does outgain Hayden tonight, and it wasn't particularly close. Tonight, as Holton outgained Hayden 208 to 130 in the second half, they outgained Hayden 311 to 242 for the game. So for the game, we'll give you the final stats here. Holton finishes the night with 14 first downs. They had 311 yards rushing on 53 rushing attempts, averaging almost 6 yards per carry. No passing yards, no pass attempts for Holton tonight. They did have one fumble, and they had 12 penalties for 83 yards. That's also a story tonight. A lot of flags on the field against Holton. A lot of pre-snap fouls as well to put them in a bad spot. Holton did have two individuals go over 100 yards tonight. They were led by Abbott Hunley, 152 yards on 20 carries, including a touchdown run. Kyler Jackson had 112 yards on 16 carries. Also, Cale Frazier carried the ball 9 times for 27 yards, and Eli Hollauer carried the ball 8 times for 20 yards. Again, no passing attempts for Holton tonight. For Hayden, the Hayden Wildcats finished the night with 15 first downs. They had 140 yards rushing on 35 rushing attempts, averaging 4 yards per carry. Passing the football, they were 8 of 13 through the air for 102 yards. So Hayden finishes the night with 242 total yards of offense. Here's the key, though. Hayden, no turnovers, way less penalties, 5 penalties for 49 yards tonight.
And they capitalized, of course, there a couple of times when they are able to get inside the red zone. 24-7, the final score. Those stats brought to you by the Optimized Tax Management Group. Couple more things before we wrap things up here. Again, the ground game was there, and we talked about it in the pregame about kind of the shuffling along the offensive line, and you could see it work throughout the course of the game. Again, Holton moving some bodies around and gives us a chance to announce a alignment of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. When you need a strong, reliable network for your home or business, Giant Communications, protect your blind side. Ask about how whole home Wi-Fi can better your network experience. Find them online at GiantCom. That's GiantComm.net.
You know, one guy I was thinking about for the lineman of the game, Tank, and I wasn't able to watch a lot of the line work tonight, but I thought Holton's line did a really good job. And the big question for, you know, everybody coming in was Caden Wheeler. You know, he'd missed the first 3 games of the season, and then he had tried to come back, and he had played some tight end. And tonight they say, hey, forget the 82 jersey. Here's number 57. Put this on. There was a full tryout. There was 2 or 3 guys that could have got that starting guard position when Holton decided to split Barnett, split Roush, and redo the offensive line. Caden Wheeler won the job in practice this week. And, you know, there's nothing obvious to where he was, you know, beat bad on a play tonight that we saw that disrupted Holton's offense. So I think Caden Wheeler certainly deserves a little credit for stepping in as a senior and filling that void with a new offensive line that was able to help produce some yards.
They did. They shuffled the deck. And also give credit, I think, the 2 senior bookend tackles tonight and Dalton Roush, and Barnett, the option play to the right side, the counter play to the left side. That's where a lot of yards came into play, and I think Roush and Barnett definitely had matchups on the perimeter that they took advantage of on the outside as well.
And our lineman of the game brought to you by Giant Communications. We've got to step aside, take a quick timeout. We'll come back and wrap this thing up. Hayden again, 24-7 their win against Holton, and we'll wrap it up after this timeout here on the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Hi, I'm Ryan Limcool, owner-broker at B Outdoors Real Estate. We are a unique brokerage company established out of an incredible passion for the outdoors. We are land sales experts and outdoor enthusiasts. Whether you are looking for prime hunting ground, productive farmland, or a recreational retreat, our expert field agents with years of hunting and land management experience can assist you. We help buyers looking for premium land and sellers wanting to obtain the best value for their property. Give me a call at 1-800-599-LAND. B Outdoors Real Estate. We no land.
Here's Cody with Ice Automotive just south of Holton.
Well, we were in the exhaust business for so many years, and now it's a complete automotive service shop. Installed 3 new heavy lifts for 1 tons, 3/4 tons. That's bale beds and even clear up to the 5500 series pickups we can service and specialize in diesel repair also. I mean, we want to treat your car like our own, and if we see an issue, we want to tell you about it. We're not going to lie to you. Be treated just like family.
Ice Automotive, just south of Holton on Highway 75.
Kramer Agency Incorporated is your local, independent insurance agency located in Ozaukee. The family business continues with agent Julie Durand and her father, Bill Kramer. Being an independent insurance agency allows Kramer to find the perfect policy for you, but not strapped to one company. Call Julie today at 785-876-2493 to get a free quote. When's the last time you really let your insurance company work for you? Trust Julie Durand with Kramer Insurance in Ozaukee. Not only the best choice, but also the trusted choice.
Medical Pharmacy in Holton is your independent and locally owned pharmacy taking pride in providing the best possible service and care to our area communities. Medical Pharmacy focuses on convenience by offering free in-town delivery as well as a drive-up window to pick up your prescriptions. Call or stop by to inquire about the new mobile app for Medical Pharmacy with online bill pay options as well. Offering COVID and flu vaccines too from local pharmacists you know like Joe, Jeff, Leslie, and Dalton. Medical Pharmacy located adjacent to the hospital. In Holton.
You already know us as the best place to bank, but GN Bank is also the best place to borrow. From buying a home to personal and small business loans, whether agricultural operating lines, land loans, or large commercial projects, we put your needs at the center of what we do. We're customer-centered. That's just one part of our four-pillar pledge to you. GN Bank, the best place to bank and borrow. GN Bank in Hiawatha, Holton, Horton, and Wetmore. Come see us and let us give you our best. GN-Bank.com, Equal Housing Lender.
It takes more than good weather to grow a successful agribusiness. It takes hard work, experience, and the right equipment. Hi, this is Mick from Citizens State Bank. We can help you every step of the way with our agricultural loans. From lines of credit to machinery loans, our rates are competitive, our terms are flexible, and our experienced lenders understand your unique needs. We have been working with local families for generations, and we are ready to help you. Call or come in today and visit with Luke, Dell, or Randy, Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
103.9 FM, KNZA.
Well, back one final time here. Our post-game coverage brought to you by B Outdoors Real Estate. Brandon, Justin, Tank, one more time. Hayden wins the district championship, a 24-7 win on their home field against Holton. As it's now time to announce real quickly our player of the game. It is brought to you by Citizens State Bank and Trust Company in Hiawatha. Certainly opportunities here with Holton being able to move the ball again, just not capitalizing when they had opportunities inside the 20.
Yeah, we'll go with Abbott Hundley tonight. He had 20 carries, 152 yards in the long touchdown run, the lone Holton touchdown. Also, a shout-out to Kyler Jackson, who also went over 100 yards, 16 carries, 112 yards for Kyler. But Abbott Hundley also made a big play on the defensive side of the ball. I remember calling his name in the first half and really got some things going really between the tackles and the option play, just kind of hitting him from all angles and a big back that tough load to bring down. And then we got to see what he could do in some space as well.
Well, again, you missed the opportunities with the turnovers early. Yeah.